It's time for the Hideout Minutes with the Kid McLovin.
I'm the Kid McLovin with your Hideout Minutes. Last week, Hefe gave a radio lesson. Dubs was getting pumped up about the upcoming Madden release. Still nothing funny was said. The Satchel Patch and the Kid were out. So did the show really happen?
Bring the ship up to broadcast depth.
The Hideout.
We're going in.
Passing units FM.
The Hideout.
The Hideout.
False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber.
Hideout.
Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be.
Hideout.
Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink.
Hideout.
So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The Hideout.
It is an FM Jerry Springer freak show shoveled to the lowest common denominator.
The Hideout.
We've got a power to the people routine and a very loyal fan base.
The Hideout.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The Hideout.
Either you're with us or you're against us.
The Hideout starts now.
Be somebody!
Be somebody! Be somebody!
What's new?
Well, what are you doing?
What's new, J-Dubs? Welcome into the Hideout 106.7 WJFK. It is a Saturday night, so we are live. And we want to talk to you. Your boys are here. How are you anyway on a Saturday? I am El Jefe. That is J-Dubs. The Satchel Patch is here. And the Kid will still be doing his updates, even though he is not here. If you want to join us, this is how you do it. If you have a phone, 1-800-636-1067. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, it is Hideout Radio. And all of our administrators for our room on Pal Talk are gone.
Really?
Family emergencies.
Uh-huh.
So there's no Pal Talk room for now. Someone might be around later on to kick it open for us, Dubs. In the meantime, that's how you can get a hold of us. You can download old podcasts on WJFK.com. Again, the Hideout used to be on late nights. Now we're back Saturday nights from where we are. And the Hideout is your safe place. During the week, you got to be somebody else. Weekends, Saturday nights, you step in here. We ask that you don't use a real name. You can if you want to. I mean, whatever.
Like you're an informant.
Yeah. Act like you're on your favorite message board. So you got Hefe Dubs and the Satchel Batch 69 over there. 800-636-1067. All right. I am excited to be here with you. This is, of my three radio shows that I do, by far my favorite one. A lot that I want to talk about before 9 o'clock when Joe Radio takes over. I had a great day. I mean, I had a fantastic day. Got a lot of stuff done, especially with me and my puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are great.
Yeah.
I mean, really, dogs are just, they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I wish there were more dogs out of anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like they make the world go around.
They're so furry and cute and pettable and lovable and so... You know, it's man's best friend.
It really is man's best friend. If, in fact, the only time a dog ever attacks anyone is if that person's a pedophile.
Yeah, you summed it up right there.
Yeah, you know, if you are a person that touches kids, then that's when dogs attack you. If you're a kid or a baby that gets attacked by a dog, then you're probably a potential kid toucher.
Yeah, dogs have a way of sensing things like earthquakes, you know, stuff before it happens, tornadoes, things of that nature.
I've seen studies on this.
They freak out and they have that ability to sense kid toucher.
Yeah, and it's shocking. In fact, I'll pull more on that a little bit later on. First though, Satchel, let's find out how Dubs' day was. What happened? How'd you do today?
I got attacked by a dog.
No!
I ended up in the ER today.
Shocking! Oh, wow. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you trying to take the taco? You killed Taco Bell?
Okay, what happened?
Well, alright, I have a dog, Cody. Lovely little beast.
Not really, but alright.
And, I go to Walker right around, 2 p.m.
Right.
And, when I went to Walker, everything was fine. I go to come back in. Well, when I go to Walker, my roommate has a dog as well.
Yes.
And that dog was roaming the rest of the house, which is fine. I get out. I tell Lucy, that's the other dog's name.
Oh, how sweet.
Tony and Lucy. It sounds
Lucy.
Like a, that's a very cute
hey, Lucy.
Gay couple.
Now, I told Lucy to go into the other room because I'm taking Cody out. She goes in the other room.
Okay.
I go, walk Cody, come back in. Lucy's still roaming the house.
She didn't understand what you said, or
no,
she just didn't feel like minding?
No, I mean, she did mind. At
She's
first
Cuban, doesn't speak English.
Yeah. And so I come back and I say, Lucy, go into the room. This time, she was having none of it. And crept up. I'm like, Lucy, go into the other room. Go into the other room. Right then, goes and attacks Cody.
Your dog.
Yeah. They start fighting. This is the third time this happened. It's
Girl
not a new thing.
Fight. Yeah. Love it. Rare.
Yeah. And every time I've broken it up, I've been able to break it up. This time...
Were they pulling hair? They start kissing?
No.
Did any of them take off their shoes? Start hitting the other. Did they take out their weave at all?
No.
16 nipples. That's hot.
So I try to get in the middle of this one.
Of course. Like any guy would. A girl fight, you want to hop in the middle.
So I go to separate them with my hands. Right when I do that, chomp my finger. My finger, the tip of my pinky, is basically about to fall off.
Oh. Seriously?
Yeah.
Your pinky got turned into Alpo.
Yeah. Oh, it's not good. Dead meat on top of it.
Did you give those dogs your busy bone?
No, I didn't give it my busy bone or milk bone or any kind of bone.
Dud?
So...
All right, so wait a second. Maybe I'm glossing
what
over.
What kind of dog is this?
It's a hound.
Like a beagle,
You're really, like, you're missing, like, you may end up missing part of your...
Yeah, because, well, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay, that's fine.
So I put my finger and my hand in there, my finger gets bit.
Okay.
So I start screaming because blood shot up and hit the ceiling.
No!
Really? There's blood on our ceiling at home right now.
Wow.
See, he's making it sound dramatic.
Yeah.
His ceiling's only 5 feet tall, so it's not that big a deal.
So then, I go to put my leg in between them because I want to break up the fight. I don't want any of the dogs to get hurt. And there goes my ankle.
So you weren't satisfied with your pinky being turned into tender vittles.
Well, I don't want the dogs to be turned into ground beef either.
What's wrong with your dog? Have you not trained your dog to fend for
itself? Well, actually, Cody's the only one that walked out of there without a wound. The other dog got kind of messed up. He's got a big hole in its nose right now and everything. So.
Right, then I owe you $20 because I thought you would have lost.
Well, out of the three, this is the first one she's won.
How many black eyes did the dog have?
So when's the next dog fight, Michael Vick?
Let's go over to the clinic,
mm-hmm.
the cheaper clinic.
Of course.
So I go over there. They look at me. They rush me right into one of the back rooms. They take off all of my bandages I have.
Did you tell them about the HIV?
No, because I don't have it.
You got to disclose that.
So, actually, my roommate did ask me. She's like, you don't have AIDS or anything, do you? Because she was cleaning up the blood
and
at the place.
And she was licking her fingers.
Yeah.
So I...
No, just Ebola.
I got to the back of the clinic area, and they're looking at all my wounds. They're like, you got to get back to the emergency room. There's muscle coming out of this wound right here.
Whoa!
Yeah. So my leg ones are terrible. There's big pieces of muscle.
Here's what's shocking. Dubs has muscle.
Yeah.
That is actually what's the most shocking to this.
So, I told them there's no way I can do it. I gotta go to work. They're like, no, you aren't going to work today.
I got a weekend radio show to do.
Yeah, this is my, and I don't want to hear anybody say, I'm not dedicated to this show.
Does have a point.
This is my favorite thing to do during the week. I should be at the emergency room right now, still sitting there waiting.
Put some Neosporin on it or some salve.
Throw some dirt on it, yo, sissy.
Four fingers worth of salve will take care of it.
So they bandaged me up, cleaned it up a little bit, and said, get back to the emergency room right now. And I left. I said, I probably won't go there. But thank you for cleaning it up, and I came up here.
Wow. Trooper.
I tell you what we can do. I can make some butterfly Band-Aids. I used to be a Boy Scout,
mm-hmm.
and I can get a regular Band-Aid and cut it up and make the scarring minimal.
Dude, I got some hand sanitizer over here and some super glue. We'll paste you up.
One of my roommate's friends was trying to get on the phone with his friend that was his doctor in Iraq. And he keeps, like, all this kind of medical stuff and everything in the back of his car.
He's a doctor in Iraq?
He was
That's
one of the
meds.
That's
a long trip for him to make.
Yeah.
He was here.
Pardon me, we got something very important. Lucy here decided to take a chunk out of my leg, and I need you to leave your mash and come over here and take care of this.
So, yep, they tried to call him. He wasn't around, so.
Did you kick the dog's ass?
No.
All right, now, hold on. Let's stop. It is the Hideout. Hefe and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK. Breaking news. J-Dubs has muscle, and he was also attacked by a dog, I guess. I didn't really pay attention. So something about you and a cat and Iraq.
No.
Oh, okay. So what's the latest? You seem a little out of it. What happened?
I'm lightheaded. I had a shoe full of blood that I poured actually blood out of my shoe when I got back home.
You really think you're going to miss the tip of your pinky?
Maybe. It's pretty messed up.
Like to the actual.
Right. It's right. Right below the bottom of my nail right there.
Whoa! Yeah. You might lose the whole thing?
At least to the first knuckle.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that much of it?
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be cool, man.
I think, honestly, some duct tape and some Neosporin will take
care
of it.
That's basically what I got on now.
Oh, then you're good.
Why are you here?
Because I wanted to come here and do the show.
Yeah, but I don't want you. I look at you over there. You're standing. You're hurting. Get out of here, man.
No,
go to the ER.
No, I'm going to do the show, and then I'll go to the ER.
Are you
going
to be funny, though?
I'm always funny.
You're having a real tough time talking. I'm really kind of annoyed with you right now.
Am I getting a little...
Yeah.
I am feeling very lightheaded.
Do you need to sit down?
No.
You know what you need to do?
Hmm.
Honestly, calisthenics. If you just stretch and put some ice on it...
Do you want to see the leg?
No. I've already seen it. I want to see the leg. Bring it in here, you sissy.
It's kind of puncture wounds.
800-636-1067. All right, the Gimp's walking in here.
Is it not acceptable to kick the dog's ass?
See, I want to talk about that, too. I want to talk about at what point can you then beat up a dog?
Well, let's say his roommate came in and stabbed him.
All right,
he's
about to show this to me. All right. You're bleeding, man. You may want to look at that. God damn! That is muscle. Oh.
Let me see.
That is muscle. Dude! Get the hell out of here!
No way! I opened up a wound on my...
As the program director of this radio station, where we are broadcasting from, I don't want you or your blood all over the place. Turn the light off, too. Lights off in the hideout.
That was good.
That's disgusting.
You could probably put your pinky tip. Like, if you look at your pinky right now.
All right. Why are you rubbing it in? He doesn't have one anymore.
Oh.
Why would you rub it in about the pinky tip?
Well, if you could find that pinky tip, that's about how big it is.
Dude, I could make love to that. And it would feel really, really good.
Now, at the clinic, they wanted me to file a report with animal control.
You should have.
Hell yeah.
No, they weren't going after me.
I say you put both those dogs down.
No.
The two of them, they're both menaces to society. 800, I'm going to go file it for you.
No.
All right, so you... Now, what did they tell you about going to the ER? You got to go to the ER? Why?
Because they can't... The stitches have to be deep ones into the muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do it from there.
Let me ask you. I'm kind of feeling like old school Hideout. It's like doing some stunts.
No, we aren't putting salt into it.
No.
We aren't putting hot sauce into it.
Come on.
If this was 5 years ago, we would be doing all of that.
All right, let me say this. All right, hold on. Satchel Patch.
Yeah.
How much money for you to lick that wound?
Oh, hell
No.
That's what dogs do to feel better. They lick their wounds.
No.
If you guys scrape together $200, I'll do it.
Oh, it ain't no in hell.
I'm not paying you to lick my wound.
Yeah. There's no wound licking going on. That's pretty foul.
Dude, I'm getting this on the instant messenger, my personal instant messenger,
which is
Radio El Jefe. Make him go to the ER now.
Why?
They say your ankle could fall off.
Probably. I'm not a world-class sprinter. What do I need it for?
You could have gangrene.
Not yet.
It's not gonna be that bad. I got attacked by a raccoon one time that was almost that bad, but
What do you mean you got attacked by a raccoon almost that bad?
Raccoon, man, Cooney got into it once.
There you are with your one-up story.
I'm stopping him. let me hear
how Dubs is about to lose his finger, and there you go, one-up in his story again. That's what the Satchel Patch does. He one-ups.
Well, I've been Cooney. Cooney Coon was a pet of mine.
I don't feel comfortable with that accent saying those words.
Yeah.
No, it was a homeless guy that lived in the woods.
Shut up.
And we'd take him beer and maybe a little green to smoke or something like that, and we'd hang out in the woods with him. Or we wouldn't take him beer. We'd take him, you know, party favors or something like that. Then he would go buy us beer.
All right, people are telling me we need pictures for the website. That is true.
Yeah, before it gets all stitched up. Yeah.
Can we get photos and, like, email them to somewhere? Yeah, we got to do that. This JFK intern's all over it. Good stuff. Let me see if we can figure out a way. I don't know if I have my camera, but, yeah, we got to put that up.
There has to be one around the station somewhere.
Yeah, there's got
to
be a photo around here. I like that. All right, so we've decided that in the third hour of the show, you're going to be pouring salt into it when we'll be sniffing hot sauce off of it, correct?
No.
Dude, we used to do that to all people on our show.
It was terrible. We were.
So let me ask you this now. All right, mm-hmm. As it stands, can we talk about the other thing that's going on with your roommate, or would you rather not?
I was waiting to do that with my poem.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be appropriate to do it now.
Okay.
Maybe you know what? Is your poem written yet or no?
No.
Okay, because I was gonna say it might be kind of good to do some dungeon poetry.
I can whip one up real quick here.
Let's hold it off.
I'm getting this on the instant messenger. I also have an $8 gift card if Dubs pours salt in it. All right, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna set up a PayPal for Dubs if you'd like to see Dubs mangle his own open wounds from this dog.
I do need money.
Yeah. I can't imagine that. I've heard that. Dude, show us how awesome you are. Step up to the plate and pour some salt into that stuff.
If we can get a good PayPal account going, sure.
All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll do like it's a regular telethon, and you just call in with your donation amount, and we'll take your word for it. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It is the Hideout, Hefe and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK. I really think, man, more than anything else, that you got to put down both of those dogs.
No, why would I put down the dogs?
Because they attacked you.
They didn't attack me. They were attacking each other, and I got into the middle of it.
Well,
I wasn't a focal point in it whatsoever. I was in there. I walked in. Lucy went after Cody. I put my leg.
Like, what do you mean went after? Just for why?
Because they don't get along. We've never been able to get them together and get along.
All right.
It's always been like that.
So then he comes in there, and what happens?
Let's go to... I don't have it in front of me. Who's on line one there? That's good. Let's get them.
Hey, it's Dro.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
I got $30,000 that I'm willing to donate to this telethon thing to have you pour salt into your wound. I got $30,000. $30,000, I'll do it.
You'll do it.
No, $30,000 I'll give you if you pour salt into the wound.
It's done. I've just got to fill it into the PayPal.
All right. Well, it's on its way. So, why don't you go ahead and put the salt into the wounds now?
I'm not taking Dro, if that's your real name.
Yeah, it is.
As your word. I don't think anybody named Dro could have a successful life or even a loving relationship, let alone $30,000.
$30,000. $30,000, it's on its way. Pour the salt in the wound, you sissy.
There you go. It started up. $30,000. You asked for it. We're up to $30,000 already.
If it shows up in an account or maybe in a briefcase, I'll do it.
I'm excited about that. I really didn't want to talk during that because it was very, very important that we understand that someone's out there and wants to give $30,000 so that you can, so that you can go do this. I think it's important, Dubs, because you're going to have some medical issues. You know what I mean? I think it's very important that you begin to bank this money. I mean, I don't think you make $30,000 all year. So if you'd be willing to do this, 800-636-1067, if you want to make online donations to Dubs' Salt in the Wounds for Help campaign. I think we even actually have theme music for this if people want to get involved.
Really?
Yeah, it would be great. Let's go ahead and get that theme music going, if you would.
Sorry, I'm working with one hand over here.
Why? What happened?
Because, well, one hand and three other fingers, so.
I hear you got into a cat fight.
Dog.
Alright, make your PayPal donations.
Here's Guy, 636-1067.
J Dubs getting in the middle of a dog fight. I believe we have someone on line one.
Let's go to Philip.
Philip, you're in the hideout on WJFK.
Philip, you there?
Yep.
Hey, Philip, go ahead. How much would you like to donate?
$10.
$10. That is a donation. $10. All right. Thank you. Let's go to line two. And I believe this is Philip. Philip, you're in the hideout.
Hey, man, what's going on? I want to donate some money for that.
$10? How, all right, that's not enough. So far, we're only up to $30,020.
$50.
How about
$50,000? I can do $35,000.
$35,000, J-Dubs. Congratulations. Now's the time. Thank you, Flip, for the phone call. I love it.
Now, I know you're in a weight loss clinic right now. Do you want to speed that up at all?
What do you mean?
Come over here and lick this wound. I'll take years and pounds off.
You already said that you're fine. Man. All right, here's the thing. I'm getting this also on the Instant Messenger. All right, cut that stupid music off. All right, here we go. The only time a dog attacks a person is when they've been abused. Obviously, Lucy needed to go to the bathroom bad and was terribly jealous that Cody had been taken out and was left behind.
It didn't attack me.
It's the mistreatment of a dog. That's what happened. Dubs mistreated this dog.
No, it didn't attack me. It attacked my dog over territorial reasons, I'm guessing, and I got into the middle of it.
Who gets to lick the peanut butter first?
Yes.
Well, I understand.
You know, we usually flip a coin who gets front and back.
All right, so let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Genie, man, I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Do you feel like a bitch because you got beat up by a dog?
I feel like a man because I was walking around, joking around.
Let me tell you this.
I'm at work.
I would have wounded. I'd have broken the dog's neck.
And no, you wouldn't have.
And that's no joke.
You would have ran out crying.
If the dog... Listen, I've been training with my puppy. We like to get into it. And then I get him, I tell him, I am your master. I am your master. I have always wanted to fight a dog. And I've always wanted a reason to fight a dog. And I tell you this, I would knock a dog out in three punches. It would be, I would be Mike Tyson. And I would be in there, and it would be over in less than 90 seconds. You sissy, got your ass handed to you by a female dog.
Well, females are much tougher than the male dogs, for one thing.
I would go MMA on the thing, step back and kick its head and see if I could get about a 720 on the dog as it spun around.
Listen, I don't want to be mean to a dog. It wasn't its fault for biting me.
They
weren't coming after me. If they came after me, we'd be having a completely different story now.
That's fine. The dog can pay your medical bills because it was an accident. Just hit the dog in the pocketbook.
I'm not going to. You 1920s loser.
Hit the dog in the pocketbook. Since it was an accident, he bit you. You had to go get to the hospital.
Shit.
You're going to have to go to the ER.
She.
This bitch bit you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to have to go get stitches. So hit the dog in the pocketbook. Take the money from the dog.
I'm civilized. I have insurance. I don't need to hit any dog in his pocketbook.
Since when did you get insurance?
That's what I'm wondering.
For a while.
Really?
Yeah. You don't got yours yet?
Yeah, I just got mine, actually. All right. Well, there it is. Dubs, apparently... He was walking down the street and fell and cut himself, I guess.
No, I got attacked by a dog.
Meat showing. To the white meat shows. That dog bit him to the white meat shows.
Uh-huh. It's a deep one, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll get some pictures of it.
Right. I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? Because I came to work?
Yeah, well, that. I mean, every day you show up, I'm just like, ugh, really? Still hanging around? But then beyond that, you know what it is, and this is the God's honest truth. It's karma. Because
how is it karma?
Because Dubs, for the longest time, was such an ass of a roommate when he lived with me.
I was not.
Such an ass of a roommate. He sucked, man. He was a really awful roommate. Then he moves in with let me finish.
No.
Quiet down over there before I bite you, because apparently you submit that ass. So he was such an awful roommate that I now go through, and I see him with what's going on here, He's going to have a poem later on about the real problems that he's had with his roommate. Let's just say there's some financial issues, too. And now the dog attacks him. And as we started the show, we all know that dogs only attack pedophiles. So this is all karma. This whole thing is coming right back around to literally bite you in the ass.
Ankle.
Same thing. I've seen awful. It already.
Awful when dogs attack, man. The YouTube video of that is priceless. You don't have security around your place, do you? Security cameras or anything like that?
No. Our place is so ghetto.
Yeah. No shot at film whatsoever.
So what's the roommate saying with all this? Is she like, does she apologize?
Yeah, she feels terrible.
She should pay for it.
Of course.
But insurance is paying for it.
No, it's not enough. Someone has to die over this, and I think it should be your dog, Cody.
Somebody's pocketbook should be hit.
Because she started it.
No, she didn't.
She started it.
No, she didn't.
Just like she always started stuff at my place.
She never started stuff. That was always your dog
at
your place.
That dog is going to get him killed. It's very close to happening. The dog is going to get you killed.
How?
I don't know. You just got mauled. You just got mauled by some piranhas or something. I wasn't listening to your story.
It was a dog.
Oh.
You should have fought back, gave that dog rabies like an old Yeller or something like that.
Put it down.
Yeah.
I was talking about Dubs. That's what they should do, just put him down already.
You could be rabid.
He's obviously a menace.
You know, you really could. You might need to go get some tetanus or...
Just starting fights. You can't be anywhere without just starting a fight.
It's not me.
That's what, you know, that the victim always says that. Or you know, they play the role of the victim. Mm-hmm. It's not me. I had nothing to do with it. I was just trying to break it up.
I was.
I've seen it on Cops 1,000 times. I had nothing to do with it.
They didn't catch me underneath the kiddie pool.
Yes, they did.
I was the peacemaker.
All right, J-Dubs.
All right.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll actually start the show with important news.
Let the dogs out!
Let the dogs out! By the way, just really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You should be putting that dog down.
Why?
That Lucy dog.
Why?
It has the taste of human blood now.
Yep. That's why. I hung out with the dog afterwards. That felt bad.
What do you mean it felt bad?
I could see it in his eyes.
Did you punch it when it bit you?
No. I'm screaming too loud.
He was scared. Were you screaming?
I can't yell what I was yelling, but I was yelling, son of a bitch, and...
Did you cry?
No.
Don't lie to me.
I didn't.
You had to squirt
I was around like 8 other people. I'm not going to start crying in front of them.
So there were 8 people there?
Mm-hmm.
Watch you get your ass whipped by a dog.
No,
how embarrassing.
They were in the other room, and they came running. They grabbed one of the
dogs.
They
heard you squealing.
Yeah.
Blood squirting all over like a fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm. It was a bloody mess.
You kept calling me today. Why were you calling me?
Because I didn't know how long I was going to be. I didn't know if I was going to be late.
Why were you going to be late?
Because I was at the ER from getting bit by a dog.
When did this happen?
About 4 o'clock.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about that. That's interesting. All right, it's a Hideout. Hefe and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout.
I want an apology because that is just so rude and obscene. And I just am really hurt by it. Like, why would you say something like that?
Learn more at HideoutRadio.com. The Hideout.
5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2. 1.
The Hideout.
A juvenile comic and his strength man.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
Pathetic? You be the judge.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, it is 106.7 WJFK. I am El Jefe. That is J-Dubs. He's a little bit out of it. He got into a fight with a goldfish.
It was a dog. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's how you get a hold of us on the phone. On the AOL Instant Messenger, the name is Hideout Radio. Hit us up on there. HideoutRadio.com is our kind of website. Just go to WJFK.com if you want all of the lowdown. There's everything you need to be a fan.
Yeah,
right, go get it.
Sasha Patch is here with us as well if you want to hop in.
Let's go to line one. Wolvie. Wolvie, you're on the line.
Wolvie, you're in the Hideout. I think he wanted to call and say he was happy you're okay.
No, he wanted to buy me a new Madden to pour salt in my wounds.
Yeah, we're taking donations right now on PayPal, but it's just on, you know, your word. So far, we're up to $65,010 for Dubs.
If, we're doing it on the honor system.
Yeah, if he would pour salt into his wounds.
Your mark? I mean, what do we got to get to, $100,000 maybe? What's your bond price?
I'm thinking $100,000, he'll be willing to do it. Yeah, that's what I figure. If we could just get another, you know, someone to supply.
100,000 and Madden?
Yeah, and Madden. We'll throw in the Madden, too.
I need the Madden up front.
You got to get something out of that as well. So that's all that happened to you, though, today, huh? Sounds like kind of a boring day.
Yeah, that's all that happened to me today. I was getting ready to prep for the show, walking back in the house and got...
Yeah, right.
I prep.
Right.
I do.
Hey, so I told you earlier that I've always wanted to fight a dog. Like, you know, not do dog fighting, but actually fight a dog. I think it would be kind of fun. Like, I think I could win. I could win that. I know I could win against a cat. And just like, you know, sometimes you just kind of got these fantasies. Like, if I were ever attacked, could I do something? Would I be able to take it out? You know? And I know I could.
And you run over through these scenarios in your head. Like, what's the first move? The dog's going for your jugular. You know, do you stick your hand down his throat and grab his tongue till...
Well, you know what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to stick your thumb underneath their tongue when they bite, because they can't bite down when you do that.
Really?
What? Yeah, that's the truth. You like, you jab your thumb underneath their tongue, and that keeps them from biting.
Dogs?
Yes!
You can put,
are you insane?
Dogs and babies. It's the same for both.
When they come, when they have their mouth open, you can stick your hand. If you can get your hand in his mouth, just shove your whole arm down his throat, and it'll eventually, you know, try to grab either his tonsils or maybe its stomach or something like that, and then use the dog as a puppet.
Right. But that's the way you do it, dude. I mean, you know.
I'll
come on.
They don't let us sit there and maul you in front of a bunch of, in a crowd of people.
And women there.
Oh, what a, screaming.
What a sissy. So, I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to be a hero, too.
I mean, it's not something against dogs. I mean, if somebody came up and started trying to pick a fight with me and seriously bit me to the point where muscle was coming out of my leg, I would kick that person's ass. I would punch them in the face. I would kick them in the face. And I would physically hurt them worse than what they hurt me.
You know what's funny is that, like, you would. Like, if a human attacked you, you would absolutely be all over it. But because it's a dog... You can't somehow. Like, I got this person on the instant messenger is like, you can't, don't punish that dog. It's not that dog's fault, et cetera, et cetera. But
it is
the dog's fault.
You have to go to the hospital because that dog attacked you.
It didn't attack me. Because I got in the middle of an attack.
The dog didn't attack you. Now, let's say you're going to break a fight up and you get your teeth knocked out and you get a couple of ribs broken. It doesn't matter that person was not fighting you. He hit you. He hurt you. So now it's time to mess you up.
It would mean, well, if he took a swing at me personally because I'm trying to break it up, that's one thing.
Well, what about the dog taking a bite at you because you're trying to break it up?
It did take a bite at me. It was taking a bite at our dog and I was trying to stop it from biting my dog.
So, and to keep your dog from getting bit, you said, here... Take my pinky.
I'm not lying.
I would take a bite for Cody instead of her getting bit any day.
What about a sex toy?
Where does that even come from? I'm not going to take a marital aid anywhere near my cavities.
Unless it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could survive? Y'all were asking what I was doing during the break. Somebody sent this over to me. Could you survive a zombie attack? And so I was going through and clicking through. It's like, you know, it was on FARC right now. And there were like 50 questions, and I still wasn't done as to whether or not I could survive a zombie attack. So I was just like, enough already. During the long WJFK 9-minute breaks, I still could not get that survey done. As cool as it was, I was not able to get it done.
What were some of the questions?
Just asking, like, if you're the kind of person, if you're a leader, if you're in a pack, where do you hide? You know, if you heard there was an outbreak, where would you hide? In addition to that, what kind of, like, do you fall asleep easy? Can you run fast? All right, let me ask you this. Right here in the hideout right now, Dubs. He's bitten. He obviously over there.
Yeah.
He's bitten. Would you try to keep him around so that maybe we could find a cure? Or would you put a bullet in his skull?
All the other treatment.
No, why? I have like 7 hours. You can wait till 6.5 hours before I start turning into a zombie and then shoot me.
Listen. How do I know you weren't attacked by a zombie? That's what he... Isn't that what he said? He was attacked by a zombie in the... That's what that whole
dog.
First break was.
Not a zombie dog.
It's time to put you down. You seem like you're out of it over there. He's already turning. Do you see him? He's turning.
He's very pale.
He can't keep his eyes open. He keeps rubbing his eyes.
No skin tone.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's nothing at all.
That's all. I don't get any sun. That's why.
Lily White.
Flower.
Powder. Why don't you lay down for a little while? While you lay down, I'll go get the pickaxe.
Yeah.
Don't do it with a pickaxe.
A shovel.
At least a gun.
No, a shovel will put some leaves over your head and smack.
I'll go get a butter knife. Hey, did you hear about this? So, this is bus trip in Canada, okay? Bus trip in Canada. Everyone's just riding along. First of all, it's Canada. So they're just driving along in Canada. Quiet, you know, middle of the night kind of situation. All of a sudden, they hear this blood-curdling scream. And this is real. This actually happened, by the way. It's happened this week. Associated Press reporting this. So, blood-curdling scream. They look back, the people on the bus. This dude, they said calmly, like a robot, is stabbing his seatmate. Like the guy said, just stabbing him in the neck.
Then they heard the scream?
Yeah.
All right.
They pull over. Everyone runs, gets off the bus.
Of course.
They're like, what? You know, and they didn't even try to stop it, by the way.
What's this, a boot?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
What's this, a boot?
That's the way Canadians talk. They sound dumber than you, Seth.
That's what I thought you said.
So check this out. So, anywho, they're there, and they try to get back on the bus to see what's going on. They see the guy now attempting to cut the head off.
Oh, wow. Taliban style.
Cutting the head off, all right? So they immediately get back off the bus. They're waiting there. They, like, lock the bus up. They disconnect some things so that the guy can't drive away because they're afraid he might try to drive away there in the middle of the night. The guy walks over to where they are because no one near the bus. You go to the stairs, you know, and you can see everything. He walks over with the head in his hand. Just walks over calmly. No problem. Cops show up because people call 911. He starts taunting the cops.
With the head?
With the head.
I like this guy already.
They're saying they have no motive at all. Like, at all for this guy. 40-year-old dude. No motive at all. They say that...
It was a dispute over Molson.
Who's the better band? Rush or Avril Lavigne?
Or Nickelback.
So, they're sitting there. They say, it was a 19-year-old guy sitting next to the guy. Just had his iPod on. Just sleeping. Just sitting there sleeping. And the next thing he knows is getting stabbed and his head's cut off. And they got no idea why he did it. No idea why he did it.
They didn't try to fight back?
It's already too late. He was asleep. He had been stabbed in the throat like three times by the time he had been, by the time he even had the chance to scream, man.
I think I could have done something.
Like what?
I would have stepped in. That's a scenario in which you step in.
Yeah. How? That guy's already dead. Let him take the head. Who cares?
All right, look at you idiot. There are 37 of you on the bus. One guy with a knife. You can't take him out?
Sure you can, but...
You can't even take out a dog. I don't want to hear it.
Sure
you can. Mr. Tough Guy.
You can take him out, but if the guy he killed's already dead, why even bother? Just lock the bus and call the cops.
I want to be a hero, man. All right, here, I'm getting this back from this guy. Or I think it's probably a chick on the instant messenger talking about the dog. It's not the dog's fault. Dogs are a product of their upbringing. Though most people do not realize this, just like people are. Would it be your
stop
fault
with your liberal crap
if you knife someone who was taxing your wallet, or they meant taking? Listen, someone has to die for this evil atrocity against J Dubs. And I prefer that.
My pinky's really hurting.
Is it?
Yeah.
They didn't give you any medicine?
No, they told me to go back to the ER.
There's some Tylenol back here in these cabinets.
I don't think you know my tolerance, Satchel Patch. I don't think you know what I mean, OxyContin acts like a baby aspirin to me.
Good night. I got something for you. It'll make you feel better.
What's that?
Lysol.
Put some sanitizer on that.
Does that feel any better?
No.
Put some sanitizer on.
Hey, seriously, Dubs, get out of here, man.
No.
Go to the doctor.
I can't.
Why?
Because I've got a show to do.
You're not participating. You're not contributing anything.
You heard my Canadian joke.
No, it was really bad. Do you want me to call CK and tell him what you're doing and that you need to get out of here?
No.
All right, then I don't want to hear... All right, here's the thing, and this is the God's honest truth. If I don't hear at least five more funny things out of you before the end of this segment...
Give me something to go off of. Come on.
Then we put some...
Worst bus rides.
All right, give me a good bus ride story. If I don't hear five LOLs out of you, then you're going home.
When I was 16, I took a bus from Michigan to Springfield, Massachusetts. 23-hour bus ride.
It's the Hideout 106.7 WJFK. Go home.
Why?
The Hideout.
Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand.
Sexy.
Notice it has a point at the top.
Tell me more.
It's just the right shape.
Oh, yes.
The atheist's nightmare.
The Hideout.
A terribly sad indictment of our society.
You're in the Hideout.
An appeal to the sodomist.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
With its overtones of bestiality.
The Hideout.
Couldn't be any truer tonight. It is the Hideout, Jefe and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK. Dubs, how does the three-way go wrong?
I want everybody to know it wasn't a love triangle fight, a lover's quarrel. It was a misunderstanding, me getting in the middle of a dog fight, and got a couple chumps taken out of me.
I miss him, too. I'm glad we did that hour dedicated to him, our old producer, Chunks. He was a good guy. Hey,
not me. I'm sick of him.
Hey, dude, like, in all seriousness, and then we'll move on. My chick's telling me, you gotta get to the ER.
Why?
Blood poisoning, gangrene, worse. Animal bites are really high risk for the above.
They cleaned it, though.
Well, they put, you could topically be sick, cleaned it.
You could be sick and out for weeks instead of just missing one night.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Bacteria isolated from dog and cat wounds.
But if you, what you need to do is get somebody to go take a number in the ER, and then when you're done here, you can go there and skip out on the three-hour wait.
Yeah, that could do that, too.
Yeah, but who's going to do that?
The you. Dumb broad who owns the dog.
That is true. Hey, so it's Hall of Fame night.
Yeah.
It's the Hall of Fame going on. Induction's going on right now. Congratulations, a couple of skins, well-deserving. Green going in. Art Monk finally getting in. Even a Cowboy fan. I was always a fan of both those guys.
Yeah, Art Monk I thought should have gone in a long time ago.
Right. But, you know, it's Hall of Fame. You told me something really earlier, before we were to show you, like, hey, did you hear about the sex tape, the potential sex tape? What was that, Satchel Paige?
Bill Belichick. the hoodie himself is apparently there may be a sex tape.
The question is he hooded? If you know what I mean.
He, one of the former beat writers for the,
I get it, beat writers.
for the Pats, is going out and on his way out the door, he, you know, he released it, that the, you know, he wrote for Patriots Football Weekly, and, with all the movies and all the stuff involved, you know, with Bill Belichick, it's crazy that this is just now coming up, but his farewell to the team, on his last day on the beat, he dished some gossip out that included, you know, that there's a Bill Belichick sex tape floating around.
I guarantee he still wears that hoodie. Maybe because it's a sex tape, he's wearing a poncho.
Apparently, this woman Bill Belichick was apparently sleeping with was married, and her husband put a secret camera, a hidden camera in the room, and filmed it almost for proof or something like that.
Do you think he's still, if your wife or girlfriend, Jefe,
yeah,
slept with Avery Johnson,
oh man,
would you stop watching the Mavericks games?
Well, now that he's fired, I wouldn't care.
But when he was there?
It would be tough. It would be tough to actually watch that. Little Avery looks like a roach.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would freak me out a little bit. I don't know that I could do that.
Have Hennessy and big bottles of champagne.
Right.
Pouring it on girls. Make it pop. Make it pop.
All right. Let me ask you this. Now, Belichick's a funny one. Like, you got to imagine. Because it's funny.
He's so
awkward. It's funny to think everyone has sex.
Yeah.
Except for the kid. But like overall, everyone has sex. Even Belichick.
Yeah.
Like even Joe Gibbs. We know he has children. He has had sex before. It's just odd to think about.
Do you think Joe Gibbs still has sex?
No.
No. I think he does. He has to. You can't keep Joe Gibbs down.
Right. So, like, you think about all of the coaches in the NFL. Is there one other than that would be more disgusting than Andy Reid? Maybe Andy Reid.
Bill Parcells.
Oh, Parcells, that odd body, yeah. That big hips and everything just...
Good night, that big old belly, the big tuna.
Yeah, that's what he calls his wife.
Just a certain area.
Right. What about... What about, like, Wade Phillips? Like, just imagine the whole NFC.
West Coast offense.
I think the only one that wouldn't be disgusting is probably Chucky.
Chuck Gruden?
Right. He'd be upset he wouldn't be able to participate. He'd be sitting back there pouting.
Right. Just angry the whole time.
Ready to stab somebody with his little knife.
I think it would be gay sex. Because then he'd just be angry at himself the whole time. Why did I do that? Why didn't I just sit here and watch the computer and just leave it there?
Could you imagine Bill Cowher's O-face? Like, do you think he's even possible? It's even possible for that guy to make
a big protruding chin?
With that mustache, you know, that dude, I imagine he's doing a number to folks.
Right.
You know, that right there would be nothing out of, you know, something we stole out of our parents' stash in the 80s. You know, I can definitely see him in something in the 80s with that stash.
It is the Hideout, Hefe and Dubs. Satchel Patch here too, 106.7 WJFK. Dubs, I can't see you. Can you stand up for me?
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
Don't go down.
Yeah. No, you can sit. Just move over because I really can't see you. 800-636-1067 if you want to join us here on a Saturday night. Dub's a little bit under the weather. He's got a cold.
I don't get cold.
All right, let me ask you this.
You need some Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. It's been a real big week for politics. We don't usually talk a lot of politics here in the Hideout.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, it was a pretty big week for both Barack Obama and John McCain. It's really starting to heat up a little bit. You following it at all?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to get even dirtier and more ugly. And you're going to have people picking sides even more so than now.
Yeah, well, they had the ad that came out.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain did, where he had Paris Hilton, ooh, Britney Spears, and then Barack Obama just talking about how he...
Did you hear any of the quotes from him when they were talking about this to him? They said it was fun. He said it was fun to mock Barack. It's like it makes the politics fun. Do a little mocking.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into it too much, but that's even part of the problem of what's going on here right now. And these guys aren't talking any issues. You know, both of them are
a little bit, aren't they? And I saw, you know, Brock's talking about some stuff he wants to do. I saw something like $1,000 stimulus.
He wants to do a second round of the stimulus package.
Another stimulus.
What about he wants to do something for these retards that bought homes they couldn't afford? Let's go ahead and bail them out.
Yeah,
too, as well,
we bailed all those guys out.
Yeah, but, because we have so much money.
But he's wanting to do that again, right?
No. He wants a tax credit, $1,000 tax credit. I forget for what. But regardless, I want to know how you pick your candidate. Like, is there anything in particular for you that you say, I see this candidate?
Complexion.
Yeah, that's the way most of America's
socialist
going.
Socialist or not socialist?
That's the way you guys are rolling. All right, so, Dubs, you're for John McCain.
Yes.
Satchel Patch.
McCain.
You're going McCain.
Just because. I don't like him either. I think, Papa Smurf, whatever. You know, old fart. But I don't like socialism, and I don't think people should be bailed out because they were dumbass and bought a house they couldn't afford, and I don't think that
But Barack didn't just do that. The president's the one that signed that bill.
Well, he's an idiot, too. I have a problem with a lot of these people. I think that's a little bit of socialism coming out of George Bush. But, I don't know. I see Barack Obama being more of a socialist type of person.
Let me tell you how I pick my presidential candidate. Music. I am for the candidate that has the better artists backing them.
You know what? You probably aren't alone.
And that's why I have now, I'm going to decide right now between John McCain
and those hippies
and Barack Obama. I'm going to decide right now between these two based on the songs that have been released by musical artists that back them.
Okay.
Toby Keith has got to be with McCain.
So here's a guy, John Rich. All right, here's his McCain song, and I'm going to see whether or not I'm down with this one. All right, here we go.
It's great because it's true.
Yep. All right. You know, that's, I guess, a guy you can go with.
Mm-hmm.
Raising McCain. That's...
Well, he got shot down in a Vietnam town, fighting for the red, white, and blue. Then they locked him up in the Hanoi Hilton, thinking they could break him in two.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Back it up. See how he shoehorned in the... that whole last thing was all just
about the war.
Shoehorned in
getting shot
words.
Down in Vietnam.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it again.
got shot down in a Vietnam town, fighting for the red, white, and blue. Then they locked him up in the Hanoi Hilton, thinking they could break him in two. He stayed strong, stayed extra long, till he let all the other boys out.
It's like he just wrote a song off of his MySpace biography.
That one. That seems okay.
That's good. You notice he's Southern. You know, sounds like a nice gentleman. Knows what's going on in the world of politics. It's not. You know,
I've heard a few other songs politically motivated by Johnny Rebel.
All right, let me try this one. Let me see. This is a guy that's backing Barack Obama. His name is Ludacris. Ludacris. All right, I don't know. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Nice.
Luda.
Who? White guy.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm back on it like I just signed my record deal. Yeah, the best is here. The Bentley coupe paint is dripping wet. It got sex appeal. Never should have hated. You never should have doubted them. With a slot in the president's iPod, Obama shouted them. Said I handle my biz and I'm one of his favorite rappers. We'll give Luda a special pardon if I'm ever in the slammer. Better yet, put me in office. Make me your vice president. Hillary hated on you, so that bitch is irrelevant. Now Jesse talking slick and apologizing for what? If you said it, then you meant it. How you want it? Had a gut. And all you other politicians trying to hate on my man. Why just win majority vote in every state on my man? You can't stop what's about to happen. We about to make a history. The first black president is destined and it's meant to be. The threats ain't phasing us. The nooses or the jokes. Get off your ass. Black people, it's time to get out and vote. Paint the White House black, and I'm sure that's got them terrified. McCain don't belong in any chair unless he's paralyzed.
Whoa,
come on. Bush is mentally handicapped. Ball up all of his speeches and just throw them like candy wraps. Cause what you talking, I hear nothing even relevant. And you the worst of all 43 presidents. Get out and vote, or the end will be near. And the world is ready for change, cause Obama is here. Yeah.
All right, I've made my decision.
What's that?
I have made my decision.
Who?
You want Bentleys in the White House driveway with right. Spinning rims? I think I'm going to go for the candidate that has this person backing him. New kids on the block. So I don't know
really?
If Bob
yeah.
Barr or Ralph Nader has these guys in his back pocket, but I think I'm going to go with these guys. And that's the way I'm going to roll with it. 800-636-1067.
Well, I know that it's kind of odd over there. Joey McIntyre's for Bob Barr. And then...
here it is. This is the song for the independent crowd. Jesus, what happened to music? Out of the way, my goodness. Alright, so.
Yeah, why can't they do Step by Step again?
No,
remake
baby.
That one.
Let me ask you guys this. This
right
is,
stuff.
This
step one, we'll have lots of fun.
Step two,
it's just
vote.
Me and you.
Just vote. So, between the two of these, Ludacris and John Rich, honestly, which one's the better song?
John Rich.
I go with Ludacris.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to vote for Obama. I think it's a better song, and now my decision is... Because they're not talking anything, you know, any realistic thing, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and go with Ludacris based on the song. Do you think it set it back? Does this actually show where we are right now in the country, that it is country versus rap?
Yeah.
And that's really what this election is about, hip-hop generation versus... NASCAR generation?
I'll tell you what. If Obama actually wants to win this, he's going to have to really distance himself from that part of the pop culture.
Why?
Because that's going to scare the hell out of the Midwest white people that might otherwise vote for him.
But they're not already scared, though?
That culture doesn't vote.
What?
Or they're not able to because they have felonies and gun charges.
stop it. 800-636-1067. But it varies, though. You know what I mean? I mean, not everyone's afraid. In fact, the latest thing they said is that Ludacris song isn't really changing any minds. Everyone knows that you're not. It's not based on.
Well, I mean, it may change state to state, though. Like, Ohio is now for McCain after this week, which it was an Obama state last week. So you
but
gotta
that
really...
changes constantly, man.
Yeah, but you don't know what swayed it this week.
But do you know how those polls are taken? Do you know that out of the polls that are taken, the vast majority of them, Barack is still leading? Do you know that every single one of the pollsters, all of them use landlines? They don't even use cell phone technology. Every single one of them is landlines. So with them all being landlines...
You know what? I guarantee, if you want to see a big Obama bump, call the Boost Mobiles. I think those ones...
I'm telling you, you get a prepaid, you go hook a brother
burner.
Up.
So, but call the burners.
But did you know that, though? So here Obama has this lead with these quote-unquote, this cross-section of people that just use landlines. Who just uses a landline anymore? Vast majority, it's old folks. That's all it is.
I haven't had a landline in years.
And he still has a lead, just based on people with landlines. So it's not even, I mean, the whole thing is flawed. It's going to be absolutely, it's going to be a landslide Obama.
No.
It's not even going to be close.
You are sadly mistaken.
I'm not, how?
Because it's going to be a close race.
That dude, did you not hear what I just said, and that all of these polls are flawed in the nature that he is pretty much leading in most of these states as it is?
Even the on-the-ground polls is close.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is going to be an Obama nation in 2009.
I agree. It's an Obama nation.
That's exactly where we're going to be. And everyone's going to have health care. Everyone's going to have education. It's going to be snowing gold. And it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, for 1 week, and then we're going to be broke, and then we're all going to be speaking Chinese.
We get to pay for everybody's welfare, and we get to pay for their stimulus check.
That already happened. You act like that hadn't happened but in the last forever. It's happened
since
the New Deal.
Why do we need more of that?
You're going to get more of that anyway. Why do you think that just Obama's going to be the guy that does that?
He will do it to a higher degree, without a doubt.
He won't be allowed to.
Yes, he will.
Here's exactly what's
going to
happen.
The first 2 years, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
There's not going to be a lot of stuff going on. There's still a system of checks and balances.
Yeah, but it's all Democrat at that point for the first 2 years.
And then Republicans will get back in, and things will start actually finally being balanced. I'm telling you guys, you're so misinformed.
How?
You just do not understand
the
way... You
said checks and balances, but there isn't any for the first 2 years there.
But there is. There's not enough of Democrats in Congress so they can push everything through.
Overwhelming majority.
You still would be able to have filibusters and not get stuff across.
Well, there's going to be a couple judges placed in this next one. Do you want a couple liberal judges that are going to be killing babies while they're popping their heads out?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
That is my main vote.
I don't need the creation of the vagina guillotine. I don't need that going on.
I actually have that as a bumper sticker. So, yes, that's actually what I'm voting for. 800-636-1067. So, realistically, just for a moment, we look at the two of these guys, because we're talking about the music that's played for them, we're talking about their stupid ads. Do either one of them really, honestly excite you?
No.
You look at this on a Saturday night.
McCain, without a doubt. I'm very excited.
How does he excite you?
I think that he's one of the very few people we've had in the past that are truly qualified for the job. I think.
In what way?
In what way? He's been part of the Senate for a long, long time. He's been trying to do this for a long time, but he doesn't have the dirt on like Ted Stevens does.
Actually, he has a very dirty background.
No,
he's been tied to a lot of lobbyists, and he's been through a lot of stuff.
All of them have been tied to lobbyists. It depends on...
But he's not that maverick that you think he is.
Yes, he is.
He's not at all.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, he's not.
Because I'm kind of in between. I ride the fence on both sides, and I don't think either one of them's a leader. I think for the most powerful position in the world, there needs to be one true leader to where everybody can almost look at it and be like, this is the guy.
And I think
Bill Belichick.
McCain gets there, everybody will turn their head and say, okay, we have a really, really qualified, smart person up there. Yeah. Someone who's reached across the aisles time and time again to get stuff that he believes done.
The last time we had somebody like that in office, he came from Arkansas, Bill Clinton.
You're really proud of that Clinton, aren't you?
You betcha.
I don't blame you. He really did some good over there.
He did.
He did a lot of good.
I love Clinton. I've never voted Republican before until now.
So you're really going to go that way, huh?
Without a doubt.
That's a shame.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought you were better than that. I thought you were smarter than that.
I am smarter than that. I'm smarter than to vote the same way every single time. Are just you, because the person's a Democrat.
Are you really going to vote?
Yes.
I don't think I am.
Really? You're staying home?
No, I'm not registered.
You can't? Felonies?
No, I have no reason. I voted last time I voted in Arkansas. Last go around, but I haven't registered to come down here. You got to fill out some paperwork.
Man,
that's just a hassle.
That's going to hurt McCain. He's going to get the, he's going to lose the giving out porn to underage kids vote.
Because that's the satchel patch right there. 800-636-1067. All right, Dubs. Well, I just thought you were bigger than that. I thought you were going to do better.
I am.
You've bought it, huh? You really think he's different, don't you?
I do. I have for the last 6 years.
You think Obama's different?
No, not at all. In fact, I see right through him.
Yeah.
I'm not a lemming like most of these people that just follow blindly. I look at both these guys. I'm more excited about Barack than I would be McCain, but I like McCain in 2000. McCain has brought in all these Rove guys. That's why they're not talking about anything of substance. This is all Rovian tactic.
How can you be excited about Obama when really... You know, Obama is just some kind of figurehead out there.
Yeah.
He's there for the idea of change and everything.
I would rather buy into the concept of change than just stay with the status quo.
But he has never really done anything to prove that he is a leader.
So I was never a program director before. I'm a program director now, and I'm a brilliant-ass program director.
And you wonder why it's going down the tube.
We're ratings are up. I'm telling you, you guys, you're so caught up with the experience. Rumsfeld, Cheney, all these clowns. They all had experience.
I'm sorry, I don't want to see people goose-stepping into office.
So what's Obama's big change? What's Obama's big change? What's the wow factor? Why am I supposed to jump on board?
Part of the idea is that it's a matter of bringing in people from across the aisle and getting together and figuring out how do we legitimately solve these things. Bringing in guys like Hagel to be your Secretary of Defense. Bringing in Republicans to be part of your
You actually think he's going to do
your
that?
Your cabinet. Yes, absolutely he is.
He won't because it's not his call.
For his cabinet?
It's not his call.
Why is it not his call?
Because he's got so many favors, he has to line up
money. The people who gave him money is their call.
And that's MoveOn.org, and that's these other left-wing websites and different socialists. I'm sure in some way the Nazi Party has donated a bunch of money to Obama and the rest of his people.
I hate you. When did you change? You bought it hook, line, and sinker.
I haven't bought anything.
You absolutely have. I look at you.
I didn't buy Obama.
I didn't buy him either.
You did.
I don't think he's the savior. I think he's a better answer than John McCain. He's a better answer for John McCain.
It's almost like you're saying he's the less of two evils.
Of course. It's always a less of two evils.
So for the most powerful position in the world, we're having to choose which one's less worse than the other.
That is a cop out. I hate when people say
it's
the less of two evils.
They
say it every year because they don't want to take responsibility for their vote. Let's go to Terry on line one.
Terry, you're in the Hideout on WJFK.
How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, dude?
Hey, I just want to say to El Jefe, Obama gets in there and introduces that fairness doctrine. Good luck in your career.
Yeah.
That fairness doctrine is
going to
eat you guys up.
Yep. Anything we say, we're going to have equal time on for the other side. It'll crush our free speech on the radio.
Yeah, that's just
Nancy Pelosi's trying to push it through right now.
I don't think that, first of all, you act like all this stuff is automatically going to get passed. There are systems of checks and balances. It's not going to happen.
Obama supports it too.
The people will not allow it. And regardless of that, the people will not allow it.
The people won't know.
The people won't have a chance to do anything about it.
You always have a chance to do something about it. See, that's part of the problem. We feel like we're
It'll be a Democratic-controlled White House and Congress. The people will not have a say over it because they're going to say, well, hey, the people voted for us, so I guess that's what they want. Because the people are buying into this whole change baloney. Let me tell you what change is. If you jump out of the frying pan and into the fire, haven't you made a change? Is all change good?
I love the bumper sticker. Thank you for the phone call. 800-636-1067. You imagine, here's what it is. Republicans are scared S-less because they saw what happened when they had their king in there. And this unchecked power by these Republicans and the crap that got pushed through then. That's what they're scared about, and they're afraid that the Democrats would do the exact same thing. Guess what? They won't. And you know why?
Why not?
Because the Democrats tend to be a lot more spineless and less bold than the Republicans. The Democrats usually can't gather around each other, and they can't get around one centralized limbing cause like the Republicans do. So that won't happen. I guarantee you a lot of the Democrats now are these blue dog Democrats, these really quiet Republicans that just went Democrats so they could get in. So you're not going to have this complete system of no checks and balances. He's going to be held accountable. You're still going to have people
saying that. You can't say that. You can't, because
Let's just keep going then. Let's just keep going. We'll keep going with the war. We're going to keep going with the over-budgeting and the spending. We're just going to keep going that way.
You're so far in debt, it really doesn't even matter.
Of course it matters. It matters huge. Now, listen, I'm not saying that I've drank the Obama juice. I absolutely have not. But I'm looking at this.
That sounds like a great smoothie.
It actually would be pretty good.
But at the same time, you look at this McCain. He's not what everybody thinks he is. He's not the maverick that everyone thinks he is. He's got ties to incredibly dirty people. This Charlie Black is a scumbag. The new guy he brought in with his Rove people, that guy's a scumbag too. You have his own aide saying, this isn't even the John McCain that I remember. He sold himself out. And if McCain, who's supposed to be this big maverick, is already selling himself out, then what does that say? Again, you're to the lesser of the two evils. I'd rather go with the guy that is looking and has motivated this country for the positive. I think this country needs a change for the positive. Regardless, right now, Barack Obama has people excited about the potential of where America could go.
He's got them so excited that he could do whatever he wants and no one's going to complain about it, at least for the first couple
of
years.
Of course they will complain. On my AM talk show, I got a number of guys that'll complain. You're sitting over there, you're gonna complain. You act like he's gonna have this mandate, he is not gonna. And that's the point. You act like all of us, we're electing John McCain president and we're electing Barack Obama emperor. That's the way people are acting like this is. It's just stupid how you people are thinking.
It's more so than if you get McCain in. There's going to be less checks and balances, without a doubt.
800-636-106. I hate talking about this. I talk about this all the week, and I never want to get into it. I really wanted to talk music. Let's take it back to the music.
Really got shot down in a Vietnam town, fighting for the red, white, and blue. Then they locked him up in the hand on Hilton.
Really quick, let me bring this up real quick. Did you hear the phone call from George Bush to Rush Limbaugh?
No.
Let me bring this up real quick.
I don't want to hear it.
No, you do.
W calling in Rush?
Calling him, leaving him a voicemail.
Is it real or
is
it a bit?
No, it's real.
Don't talk over John Rich. People said, what happened to Dubs? Remember that old intro you had when we did Late Nights? And Dubs put together an intro with Dennis Kucinich?
I like Dennis. I like Dennis Kucinich. Because he's his own man. I don't think he's paid his dues. He's done stuff. He didn't go just hanging flyers on trees in Chicago and then get a job as president.
Shut up. What an idiot. What a just simplistic, email-forwarded, idiotic statement.
How so?
What do you mean, how so? You just said it. Going around. So what, you become a community organizer, you go through, you work your way into the state Congress, then eventually from there you move yourself on to the, United States Congress. He's 46 years old. It's not like he's 33 or 37 like Kennedy was.
Here's the phone call.
Rush Limbaugh, President George W. Bush calling to congratulate you on 20 years of important and excellent broadcasting. I'm here with a room full of admirers. There's two others that would like to speak to you and congratulate you, people who consider you friends and really appreciate the contribution you've made.
This is sickening.
I'm just calling along with President 41 and the former governor of Florida.
This is sickening.
We're fixing to have lunch here. I said, listen, we ought to call our pal and let him know, that we care for you.
Wow. That's sickening. And let me say something really quickly as a brilliant radio mind once again. This Rush Limbaugh, this guy, has done more to set back this country than any other radio broadcaster ever. People talk about the fact how, you know, Stern changed the way, and Stern imitators, this, that, and the other. That's fine, whatever. But this Limbaugh has done more to hurt radio and to hurt the nation than Stern ever could have. And the main reason, this whole devolving, this shouting, this red state, blue state crap, all that started in the 90s when Rush Limbaugh really began to take hold. I know he's been around 20 years now, but it really started when he really got this national platform and it really started railing. And that has done more. You cannot even have a civil conversation anymore between Rove, between this Limbaugh, the way the way these rich sons of bitches are in each other's pockets. It's just sickening. And it's sickening in the same way that Barack eventually will be there. McCain is already there and has been there. All of them are just disgusting. Disgusting human beings looking out for themselves. And that's it. That's all it is. As much as we think Barack's going to change anything, whoever thinks that he might change anything, he's not going to be able to change it all. That's why you're putting him up on this pedestal is stupid. And to think that John McCain is some kind of a maverick, he is not. He is beholden to the exact same lobbyists that we've all hated over a number of years. You look at the guys that he's tied to, and this Phil Gramm, and this guy, this Phil Gramm who's an abortionist, has gotten us into this mess like this. It's sickening. They're all sickening. And I'm with the Satchel Patch. I don't even know that I'm going to vote anymore. I don't even know that I'm going to live in the United States of America anymore.
I'm going to live here.
I look around. This isn't even the United States of anymore.
I'm not going anywhere else.
What do you mean it's not the United States anymore?
It's not the United States anymore.
It's the red and the blue.
We're dumber. We're stupider. No one cares. You can't have a conversation anymore. It's just disgusting. America, shame on you.
Let's go to line three, Vic. Vic, you're in the hideout.
Vic, you're in the
hideout. Hey, afternoon, guys. How you doing?
I want to shoot myself. Go ahead.
That's a good start to the day. Hey,
better than getting attacked by a dog.
Yeah.
That is true. Hey, couple real quick things. Rush Limbaugh, I'm a right-wing military guy. I like strong military. I like strong country. I think Rush Limbaugh is a turd. I think he did set back the Republican Party so far. He did for the Republican the same thing that, Al Sharpton has done, for the NAACP and stuff like that. But
great.
The whole thing with McCain over Obama, I'm not a lemming that's naturally going to follow along the party line. I agree that Obama would be a breath of fresh air to some people. But I want a proven leader. At times where we've got, 200,000 troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, I would prefer to have somebody that's got that foundation, that has been there. He was a POW. He was offered early release because his dad, was an admiral in the Navy, and he refused to stay with his men. So that shows intestinal fortitude. Might not agree with all the behind the scenes stuff, but he's not a bad guy overall, and I think that's the kind of person we need now, somebody that's already proven themselves.
All right, man. Thank you for the phone call, buddy. Appreciate it. 800-636-1067.
Let's go to line one, caller X.
I want to talk first.
No.
I would like to retort.
Makes sense.
All right, go ahead, caller X.
Hey, gentlemen. Look, Obama is to politics what Richard Simmons is to fitness. A lot of show and no substance. He's a face dancer. He steals positions from Hillary, raising taxes on the gas and petroleum companies. He steals positions from McCain, being in favor now of the surge that he was against. Remember John Kerry? And he may not even have been born in the United States.
Really? That's something that you could say about McCain, too, because he was actually born on a military base overseas. Yeah, but
you're right.
But
also, Obama is white. He's not black. He's half white. He's half black. I'm white. I claim him. I claim him as white. He's not black.
Right,
I'm done.
Thank you.
5,000.
Good stuff. 5,000, Caller X. All right.
You want to take one more call or you want to get a break?
Well, can I not get a word
in? Go ahead.
Let's take a call.
Ron, you're in the hideout.
Yeah, I've listened to you guys, you know, since you were at the days here at JFK.
I'm sorry.
I like you. My 49-year-old black guy. But J-Dubs, today you've really gone over into the sublime when you compare, Obama and Hitler. There's no way that any self-respecting black person, who of course I associate with Hitler, so don't say that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but I don't understand why whites are so afraid of black people. I don't understand it. You know, just give us, if you...
The penises.
We can't even get a spot on a sports team anymore. We are completely been shut out of everything.
You know,
and we still have the White House, and we want to keep that around.
You know, but he brings up an interesting point, and it really...
We're last to pick in softball.
It is this thing where if Barack Obama was not black, and he was another young, fresh-faced guy, white dude, that was out there, it was talking and getting people motivated and getting people excited. He wouldn't be John Edwards. He would be completely different from John Edwards because John Edwards is boring and has a love baby, by the way. But you would not have this. There would be a segment of society. There's just the segment of society that is just afraid because the man is half black. That he is going to do something to change the world.
I've been a McCain fan before Obama even was thought of.
National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for City of Fairfax in Northern Virginia, Southern Fairfax County in Northern Virginia, until 8:15 p.m. At 7:29 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Centerville and moving east at 21 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Chantilly, Centerville, Brick, Merrifield, Annandale, Lake Barcroft, Lorton, hail to the size of pennies and wind gusts to 60 miles per hour can't be expected in the warned area. Stay indoors and away from windows until the storm has passed.
Going out and doing it yourself. Why do I need the government to come bail me out? Why do I need welfare? Why can't I pick up an extra job and go kill my food and bring it home? But here's the thing. We all get help from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing.
From my two hands. I'll go out and make my own success.
But not everybody. You want to talk about welfare and handouts. I mean, it happens in the corporate world. It happens in the sports world when you're talking about building, financing various stadiums that get built. I mean, it's just these are labels that will be thrown around that genuinely don't even apply. You want to talk about socialism? The guy wants everyone to have health care. Even nincompoops that get into the middle of fights with raccoons and get themselves bitten, like J-Dubs earlier today. He wants you to be able to have some health care. What's wrong with that? We got to figure out a way to pay for it, but he wants you to have some health care. Now, as far as education, I don't agree with that because it's obvious that not everyone is equal. That I don't agree with. I don't think everyone's equal. I sit in here in this hideout. Mm-hmm. I see the two of you, and it's obvious that I'm better than the two of you, and you should not have the same equal access to education as me. That I think he's wrong on. But as far as the war and sticking it through, I'm sorry. I don't think McCain's any more qualified when it comes to looking at this war. In fact, more than anything, he's probably slanted. Because
of course he is.
He's probably slanted by the fact that he... God bless him, serving this country, wants to stay in and never quits, never knows when to cut your losses. Guess what? There are times when you have to cut your losses. This is one of those times. And that's the biggest problem, that he's blinded by this machismo that he has. Thank God.
It's not machismo, it's national pride, and God forbid we have any of that.
Well, why would I be so prideful of this nation right now? What are we doing that's so great?
Killing
crazies.
We give money like water. I know we are going into debt, but that doesn't stop us from handing money out to Africa.
How does that make us great?
How doesn't it? What do you mean, how does that make us great?
Because we're not murdering.
We are the most compassionate nation in the world.
We're not anymore.
We're fair.
Since when?
A nation
based on slavery is a fair nation?
You can grow up. A nation that's based on slavery now, a black man can be born in this country and rise to the top society.
We try
because
to,
if he actually goes out there and tries to work at something and be successful, he can. In a lot of other societies, you cannot do that.
But then we try to make things fair again by trying to equal things out with something like affirmative action. All
that's
of a
retarded.
Sudden, oh no!
Affirmative action's retarded.
Because we don't acknowledge
survival
and recognize the past.
No, survival of the fittest.
I understand that, but you have to have an even playing field if you want to play survival of the fittest.
One more generation from now, it will be a perfectly even playing field.
Oh, one more generation as opposed to like the 20 before?
Well, no, I think the generation, once there's no longer a generation that's alive that experienced slavery firsthand, whether it be grandparents or real racism.
Real quick, I want to throw out that there's a severe thunderstorm warning all around the D.C., Virginia, and Maryland area. So watch out for that if you're out there.
Severe thunderstorm warning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Obama did that, too.
I wouldn't put it past him.
All right, let's take
not
a break.
This point.
All right, let's come back and do something fun. You boys write your poems yet?
Yeah.
I'm good. All right, I got my poem. We're going to do dumb jam poetry. Listen, the main thing behind all of this, and this is the God's honest truth, and this is what I mean this, and this is partially of what the Hideout is built upon, okay? We used to have a saying here in the Hideout, question authority.
Mm-hmm.
Question everything. Do your best to question. I do not believe that Barack Obama is the savior that a lot of these lemmings think he is. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I was a huge John McCain fan in 2000. I have been shocked in the way that he has reversed a lot of his stances because I liked his maverickness previous to, especially the last 9-10 months. This is a man who got completely railroaded by George Bush and Karl Rove. You want to talk a man that's supposed to have some principles here. This is a man that got screwed over in the worst way in South Carolina in 2000. And yet, what has he done? He has gone back and actually brought in some of the people, the disciples of this Rove, that helped get him railroaded. That is not a man who is interested in bettering the country. That is a man who is more interested in compromising himself to be the president of the United States.
So he can better the country.
That's not what it is at all. All right, let's take a break and come back and do something fun. I know it's a Saturday night and it's raining out there and we got other silliness to get to. I wanted to talk music and look what you did. Pisses me off. Let's take a break, come back, and we'll play another cut from Ludacris and have some fun here in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
Hideout.
Prostitutes, pimps, gamblers.
Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We sit in the house. Slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK, Hefe and Dubs, Satchel Paige with him.
You can be a part of the show, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Give us a call. Go on the AOL Instant Messenger. Hideout Radio is the screen name on there. You can talk to us that way. WJFK.com, all the podcasts are up there ready to go. There's a few from when we filled in from Rome that were a little bit messed up. We reposted those.
Yeah.
So if you want to go down there and download those so you can hear those shows, it's a good time.
Especially if you're a program director.
Mm-hmm.
800-636-1067. Hey,
and if you are a program director up there, I'm playing injured right now, so.
Dubs got into a fight earlier today.
With a squirrel, right?
Mongoose.
Dog.
Mongoose. Oh.
Dog took my finger off.
Ricky Ticky Tabby. Ricky Ticky Tabby won, too. You said you're going to go home early?
Yeah, I'm probably going to leave after this segment.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I'm feeling lightheaded. I keep on getting more weak and weak.
That's awesome. You should go drive.
I'm going to the hospital.
You're not going to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
Want me to come by?
What?
To the hospital?
If you want to.
I'm
a little bare.
Maybe some balloons? I'm going to be busy.
Yeah, bring me some outside food.
Some vaccine.
You know how I hate that hospital food?
Mm-hmm.
That almost hurts you as much as the reason you went in there.
Hospital food is actually worse than prison food. I would rather have cold fish sticks and coleslaw 7 days of the week than some of that The gorilla biscuits that are served in a hospital.
Gorilla biscuits?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's do the dumb jam poetry. Let's get this out of the way, and then Dubs will take off, and it can be really the show I've always wanted, me and the Satrapatch. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, Dubs, you want to start off with yours?
Mine's quick, short, sweet, to the point.
A haiku?
This one's called Rent. The third is near, and that means Dub's day of rent is here. Oh, no, it's my worst fear. Instead of having rent, my roommate has offered me beer.
What the hell?
Yeah, I found this out yesterday. My roommate sends me an email, says, I'm so sorry, I wanted to tell you last night, but I chickened out. I don't have rent money.
That sucks.
So I say, what do you mean you don't have rent money? I don't have rent money. I'm like, you know, some rent money? You don't have part of your rent money? No, I don't have any of it.
Does she smoke?
Yeah.
She has money for cigarettes, I bet.
Yep. Yeah.
And you guys have been out hitting the bar, right?
No. Not since that.
Right.
Does she eat?
Like a week and a half ago.
She has money for food, but she doesn't have money for shelter?
Mm-hmm.
So, is this your first time paying rent since moving in with her?
Well, I paid my first day I moved in for the first month, but yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. In the last 48 hours, she's stiffing you on your first rent.
And she sent the dog on me.
And her dog attacked you.
Mm-hmm. I know where this is going to end up.
Small claims court?
Judge Alex. Judge Alex. I think you need to go and Judge Alex. You can get quite a bit. She didn't pay her first month's rent, and her dog attacked her. You should sue for a certain amount. No lawyer fees involved here. This is just go on Judge Alex. He's very stern. He's very honest. He listens to both sides. And right now, you know, as crazy as this is, you know, if you can keep the kid toucher and the dog's attacking kid toucher thing under wraps and don't let Alex figure that out, you might have a legitimate shot.
For one thing, I don't think that's a true stat. I think you guys are cooking the books on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the type to sue or stick with a lawsuit. It wouldn't be worth it for me.
Or take up your ankle by kicking the dog's ass.
You're a pushover, man.
I am. I will agree there.
You really are.
I'm too nice of a guy.
So you gonna pay her rent?
I haven't figured it all out yet.
Dude, you know what you're supposed to do?
Hmm.
You go to your landlord and say, here's my half of the rent. Here's $150 for this cardboard box I'm renting.
It's more than that.
$200.
Yeah,
here's my $200. And she's late on her $200.
And there's a dog.
So I will give you my $200. She will pay you the late fee, and she will pay you her half of the rent whenever she comes up with it. But this is not on me.
The sad thing is that's not the way it works.
You could still go through and put it in writing.
I'm going to try that. Yeah, I'm going to.
I would, at least for your own personal rental history, 800-636-1067, you should at least put it. You should put it in writing, and she should sign it, and then you submit it. The two of you together with your $400 and then her, because the last thing you want to do is pay her half.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing you want, because like Satchapatch was saying before the show, you won't ever get that money back.
You use that money to get you a new cardboard box,
right,
or a new dumpster.
You need to move back in? No. I'm sorry, I thought you were going to say yes, and I just went ahead and said no. My bad. Oh, you know, I'll take you back in if you really need it.
No, I wouldn't do that to you guys.
My chick's actually, she asked, does he need to come back?
I wouldn't do that to you guys.
No,
yes, he would.
If you need to, you know, if you need to.
Where would I sleep anyway? You guys have...
The lanai. You could sleep on the porch.
But really?
You would have a roof over his... You could turn that closet out there into something. You used to be in
a cot.
Closet.
All you need is a cot.
You said cot with a T, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cot. I put my brother on a cot. When my brother got kicked out of high school, I brought him up to live with me, and I put him on a cot and said, you get to sleep on a cot, you ignorant ass. This is what your decisions have got you. Cot time.
Wow. I at the very least, man, don't pay her half. Wow, man.
Yeah, so these last 2 days have a little been better off just not getting out of bed.
Are these 2 inches closer to the gun on the yardstick of death?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't have money for rent. And you're going to try to get money out of her to pay for these medical bills from her dog attacking your ass?
I'm not going to. You can tell me that.
Dude, go on, Judge Judy. Judge Joe
she
Brown.
She don't have any money to get.
Judge Alex, do something.
What does she do for a living?
Put her on the streets. Make her work for her money.
She manages a bar that just shut down yesterday.
Congratulations. So she's unemployed. You have an unemployed roommate who wants you to pay rent.
Damn, dude.
Are you getting anything out of this?
wounds.
That's it.
You're not even her wound.
What kind of relationship is this?
A normal one. Honestly.
A normal one? Where'd
that
you
would
get
be,
this?
That would be how much, like on any relationship.
How'd you find this room?
Screwed over.
Craigslist.
Yep.
You seriously?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't expect this.
Looking for dummy to pay my rent.
Yeah.
And be my dog's
single
shoe toy.
White female. And you logged on looking for
human chew toy.
You logged on to Craigslist looking for a roommate. This is what you got, and you did not expect this.
I mean, I looked all around. I looked on other. This one just seemed like the most convenient, and she seemed like she'd be the most lenient.
You were just on lemonparty.org. That's all you're doing.
None of those guys were letting anybody in.
Oh, they were.
Oh, yeah, but not their house.
Right. 800-636-1067. Well, Dubs, it's all karma.
How?
It's all karma because that's what
happened. I am the nicest guy out there.
Dude, take that back before lightning strikes you now.
I've never seen him.
Why?
I've known him. How long have I known you now? A little over a year.
Probably.
I've never seen him do a foul thing to anyone.
See?
Here's what I'm going to encourage.
Harmless. He didn't even kick that dog's ass.
Here's what I encourage you to do, Satchel Paige. I want you to go through and go to hideoutheretics.net and go download old shows. And you will hear the extent of this guy's depravity. He is an awful human being.
Oh, I'm depraved, and yes, but I'm not.
He has done awful things to friends. He mentally abuses. He is a cyber bully.
That's funny. I will take that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I do it for
comedy. Comedy doesn't count of being
exactly
being a little rude.
I'm not mugging people or taking their money or anything. I'm getting
robbing them of their self-esteem.
They didn't have it in the first place.
Exactly.
All right.
What's he really taking?
Let's move on. Let's do the next poem here on new. On the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
You want me to go?
If you want to go, I can go either way.
Doesn't matter, I'll go.
All right, you go.
The title of mine is To Cut or Not to Cut. To cut or not to cut the fetus? That is the question. This time, abortion really hits home. In the past, it was easy. If it ever happened to me, the fetus would be gone. Take a step back and listen to the advice I would give. Think about the future. That baby's life would never begin. The kid needs a solid home. Never again will you be able to roam. Are you sure you're ready to raise a kid? You think it'll be fine. Tons of people already did. Hearing the news made my stomach twitch. Four pregnancy tests with the same results makes my butt itch. My girl isn't pregnant. Whew! Sigh of relief. My little brother's going to be a father. Now that's beyond belief. It's a little different sometimes when it's your kid brother not thinking with the right head. Now his girl's going to be a mother.
Damn, dude. How old's your little brother?
21 years old. And last week I was out. I was dealing with some personal issues. And this is pretty much number one on the priority list.
Well, the worst thing is the mother is 14. So it's multi-layered.
That's legal in Arkansas.
I've told you about my little brother living with on a cot earlier. He hadn't made the best decisions probably since he was about 17 years old, and he got kicked out of high school. And so he didn't have a high school diploma, so I told my mom and dad, listen, mom and dad, y'all can't beat him, but I sure as hell can. Send him up here with me, I'll get the kid straightened out, and I'll beat him into submission. Well, I got him graduated high school, he came up to live with me on a cot, and I pretty much put him in the floor and said, that's where you're going to sleep. It worked out for a while, I ended up... You know, maybe I wasn't the best role model or whatever. Maybe I was more of a hypocrite. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, that always works out real well.
And so I actually came to terms with that. And as I left Arkansas and moved down to the Tampa hideout about 3 years ago, I tried to change my life around a little bit. But my brother went back home and got back into his old ways with drugs and some of the people he was hanging out with. So I told my parents once again, get his ass back down here to Florida and I'll take care of this. Well, I tried to do a little bit better job. I was living cleaner and things like that. My brother lived in, and pretty much every day I was on his ass.
Ew.
Well, yeah. I eventually had to kick him out. Cause
you can't get pregnant that way.
He wouldn't quit using drugs or something like that, so I kicked his ass out. You already know I've been narking out people with drugs, so I kind of changed a little bit. So I kicked his ass out because he wouldn't stop. And then now he turns up, he's dating this 19-year-old girl. She's a nice little girl, but he's still 21. He's ignorant. He's a child. And then he comes to me last week and says, big brother, my girl's pregnant.
Ouch.
And
how far along? This is a reason to vote for Obama.
2 months. 2 months pregnant.
You got your reason to vote for Obama.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it. See, the girl's, tickled pink. And one of the things that bothers me.
That's how you get pregnant.
And what really confirmed it to me is she's always, oh, I'm so in love. And I'm like, girl, you're 19 years old. You're stupid. You don't know what you have going on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're horny.
No, man. Yeah. You can't stop our love, man.
I don't know.
I know the world, man.
Well, and I'm thinking she wants to get married. She's always talking about this. And I'm telling my brother, listen, don't do that crap. She's 19. You never know what's going to happen. Boom, I go over there. She's pregnant. And I'm like, oh, Lord. Now she's got her way. I'm sitting here thinking this is what she wanted. She did this deliberately.
She's going to get all that satchel money.
Right, yeah. She's going to get that.
Or not.
The Patch family fortune.
Exactly. You know, which is Patch. And so I'm sitting here thinking she's doing this on purpose. And I go over there to visit my brother. He's not there. And she's got two of her nieces and nephews running around. 3 years old and 1 year old. And it's confirmed kind of in my head. This bitch really wanted that. And so it shows her mental state to where she's 19. My brother is a loser. He's 21 years old. He's a host at a freaking restaurant. She's a waitress at a restaurant.
Whoa, that's a good job these days.
Yeah, exactly. So a host and a waitress are about to try to raise a child at 19 and 21 years old. And not only am I thinking, first thing that hits my head, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. They want it, and, you know, so then I come to terms with it. And, you know, sometimes babies can be blessings, as my mother told me. But it's honestly, a 21-year-old kid and a 19-year-old kid thinking that they can actually raise a child as server and hostess is so far beyond the fact delusional that I'm at a loss for words. And it really makes me sick in my stomach, and a lot of people
have said, you feel like, by the way, let's do this really quickly, sideshow. Let's break right here for station identification along the Hideout Radio Network, if we can, please.
Live from the Geico Studios, this is Washington's Talk Superstation, WJFK FM and WJFK FM HD, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
You're back on the Hideout Radio Network.
106.7 WJFK. All right, so do you feel like you let your little brother down?
Yes,
I do too. I really more so blame this on you than I blame it on him.
I was taken on, when he came down here to live with me, I took on the role as father figure in his life.
And what'd you do?
I shared a room with him for, you know, 10 years growing up in my life.
What about a condom?
Marv.
No,
you're more of an uncle figure.
Honestly, this is where my failings came. My teachings to him was more on the lines of job, get yourself an education, get off the drugs, you know, get your act together and stuff like that. But when it comes to women, you know, when it comes to his girlfriend, you know, you can go do this, don't do anything like that. Almost I didn't have that sex talk with him. I thought, you know, that's fine. You can do whatever you want with women. I'll just ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, it comes back to bite you in the ass. And really, a lot of people have told me it's not your problem. How is this your problem? And they don't understand that, you know, it is my problem. He's my brother. So be my nephew. This child is being brought up that will be brought up in the welfare system. Is my nephew.
Right.
You know, it's
another
my
reason
family.
To vote for Barack Obama. Meanwhile, my little brother's taking a tour of Ivy League schools through the Northeast.
Shut the hell up.
He hit Georgetown this last week. He went to Georgetown, NYU, Harvard, Yale, Penn.
I'm going to throw my microphone at you.
Yeah. He's going through all those.
Where's he want to be?
I think, honestly, a politician.
Let him hang out with me. I want to get him on dope and let him drop out.
He wants to be a Mr. Mom.
It is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK. Well, man.
Now, with your brother's situation, is there any hope of any of them making, anything of themselves to raise this kid?
I'm not sure. I've been trying to get my brother to go into the military of some sort. And I say, give her a shot at
Air Force or something,
Give yourself a shot at education. Go in there. Let them shape you as a man, because the military will mold you. It'll make you no longer weak and no longer feminine.
It's true.
It'll turn you into a man, mm-hmm. and then you'll realize responsibilities, and maybe give you some money to go to school and educate yourself so you're not working 4 or 5 jobs. You know, my dad did it that way. My dad had
it worked out, though. He's got 2 great sons.
Yeah, and a daughter. But,
you have a sister?
Yeah.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah. I'll see if I can find some.
Is she hot?
She's good looking. She's married. She's the exception. Yeah. She's the good one. I'm the degenerate, and my brother is a mixture between the two.
Obviously, he's more of a degenerate.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So, are you pro-life or pro-choice? Or pro-abortion.
I'm pro-choice. You know, sometimes if this was me,
let's say
I would rather this have happened to me than him.
Right. If this happened to your Cuban girlfriend right now, all right,
I'd take her horseback riding.
Guess what? We're gonna go play some softball. You're gonna be in the hot corner at third, and you won't have a glove.
She'll be the catcher.
What do you think of Six Flags?
We're gonna wrap her around the catcher as the padding.
Hello, King's Dominion.
I got a coat hanger. I do them manually.
Stop it, shock jock. Stop it. I'm trying, but you are pro-choice.
Yeah,
Dubs. What about you? You're now pro-life, right?
No, I'm always pro-choice.
Hmm. Okay.
I think the abortion age should be raised. You know. Like my, what was it? What's the term limit? You can do it at three or four.
You can't do it in the third trimester, which is the last 3 months.
No.
So 6 to 9 months.
You know, it's crazy to say this, but I think we should be able to execute people, kids. You know, when we find out that they're going to be turds and stuff like this. Like
Minority Report?
Honestly, my brother should have been executed at 17 when he flunked out of high school instead of me having to pamper him. Or was he 21 for the past 4 years? And him still not getting the message.
I agree with
and
you.
And now he's going to raise a kid?
I agree with you completely, by the way.
This is the same awful cycle.
I think we overvalue life, and abortion should be extended until at least the age of 7. Because you're going to know at that point whether or not you got a winner or a loser.
Hold on. I don't know if I can leave now. I can't have this stuff just be spewed out there.
Seriously,
no,
what? Not 7.
This my brother was good at 7. It wasn't until I got him using drugs. When he was like in 7th grade, that's when he turned into a turd.
Right.
So this was actually all falls on me if you want to know the truth. I am to blame. I'm the one that went and checked him out of school and said, smoke this with me. This is going to be the greatest thing in the world.
Wow. Could you imagine the Satchel Patch is your big brother, and that's exactly how you end up.
That's maybe one of the
you
things.
You should be taking care of this kid.
I am. I'm going to have to. That's why I put a lot of the blame on my shoulders, because I'm the one that led him down the path of darkness.
All right. This is what
I blame
gonna...
it on there not being enough sheep in Arkansas where you guys actually got together with humans.
Let's do this. Would you remember in middle school when he had to carry an egg around and not break it and, you know, do the whole thing?
Well, he should have been doing that. That's when I was checking him out to go smoke dope.
Omelet day.
I say we do that with Flip Satchel until next week. We have to carry the egg around, see what happens to it, journal it, do all that stuff.
Oh, you want to videotape it? We can put it up on WJFK.com
sure.
If you want to.
However the hell you're going to get a camera to follow me around, that's fine, but I'll do the egg deal.
You'll hold on to the egg?
I might have breakfast. What happened? Do they get rotten? How long do they last?
No, you can carry it around for a week. It'll be fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. By the way, people are wondering if you said you turned them into a terp. Not the terps. No, turd. He was saying turd. All right. Here's the thing. Genuinely.
Close.
That thing should be aborted. Like, there's no doubt it should be aborted.
Or at least run up for adoption.
You know, I don't think so. This is the one instance. That's why I say it hits close to home. And in any other situation, like I would
it
tell my friends.
It should hit close to the bottom of the stomach.
Feel it.
Yeah.
You know, but now this is my brother. I can almost see. Have the damn thing.
Dadgummit?
Why?
There they are. Great words of wisdom from Big Brother. Have the damn thing, dadgummit. Oh, Lord. And you're the one against socialism. It's always the people that really would benefit the most from socialism.
No, I told him to pick up 2 jobs. I said, your life is now over. I said, you should be working 90 hours a week, you know, prepay for this.
And she should be taking softball sliding.
Yeah. Something. She's go to stunt school.
Sweetie, look at this.
Fall downstairs.
Slip and slide. We're going to go to Walmart and do it in the parking lot. It's going to be fun.
But it's awful.
All right. Well, listen, man. It just sounds like another cycle of rednecks just continuing to breed. Congratulations. Just nothing new.
Let's get her up on a high dive and just.
All right. Look at you. You're over there. Listen.
The bad thing is, she's so excited.
This whole segment.
She couldn't be more excited.
Really?
Yeah. She couldn't be. This is what she wanted.
Jock.
Yeah, you know, that does kind of scare you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because
19 years old.
She looks at the satchels like that's her.
This is my meal ticket.
Yeah.
She's
stepping
up. I'm going to ride this satchel wave.
What is she like? What's she look like?
She's a cute little girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's 19.
That's going to be destroyed, though.
She's absolutely 19. And there's
Do you want kids?
Yeah. I love kids. I love kids. And I can't wait to have kids. But you know,
that's why Dubs got attacked.
There's a time and a place, and the time is not 19 years old and 21 years old. That's not the time to have a child.
No, it really is like 60s. When you're in your 60s, that's really the prime time at this point. Dubs, for you, you're going to have children?
I'm not going to plan on it.
Right.
I don't want any.
Yeah.
If it happens, whatever.
Man, I've got to have sex first. All right, here we go. Let's read my poem.
Okay.
All right.
What's it called?
My Favorite Mitt. It goes without saying that most guys like their toys brand new. Unless it's a girlfriend. For some reason, they tend to like them used. Their rationale? She can apply what she's already learned. But then you have more of a probability of contracting something that burns.
Oh,
I prefer my fiancé, who was a 20-something virgin when I met her. Unsoiled and untainted before I drug her through the gutter. Play it against sports is fine for certain things. But when I get my new mitt, I don't want it covered with other guys' stains. Same goes with chicks. I want them pure as a dove, so I can be the first to oil them up, spit on them, and throw them into the dirt, just like a new baseball glove.
So you are comparing your chick's naughty bits to a beaten-up piece of leather.
Well, kind of. Let me explain. So, yesterday, very long week, yesterday my chick and I went and bought a little bottle of Patron. We did some shots, had some Bud Light Lime, and
how is that, by the way?
It's good. I really like it. Okay. It's like Corona Light, but without all the work of putting the lime in. It's actually really good. So, anyway, that's, by the way, not a paid commercial, although it can be. So, yesterday we're having sex, okay? I think. Because I was, man, I was loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded. You know, I'm on this diet, too, and I'm not really drinking at all, so I get loaded, right? Shocked that I could even perform.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was, you know what it was? And I asked her today. I go, did we have sex last night? She hits me. And I'm like, what are you hitting me for? And I was like, I didn't know if it was real or not, because it was like this fantasy. Because, here, let me tell you what happened really quickly, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're there on the couch watching that 70s show, you know, getting turned on.
Yeah.
And
my Ashton Kutcher's delicious.
He is. And I tell her, I go, hey, go put the dog up. So we crate him. I'm like, grab the cats. Go lock the cats in the room.
Put them in the room with us.
Because one of the things we couldn't do when Dubs was living with us is have sex in the living room.
Mm-hmm,
I love
yeah.
having sex on that couch,
oh, yeah.
though. We couldn't find Chuck, the little homosexual cat.
Yeah.
I think he was actually hiding on purpose watching, taking pictures.
I'm sure he's a voyeur.
But what ends up happening is, like, you know, we do it there on the couch.
You should have cuckled with Chuck.
What is that?
Where you watched Chuck
yeah, never mind.
Do his thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're there on the couch, and I'm doing it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot. Like, I'm not just saying it was hot, but, like, my chick is good. She's very good. But here's the thing. I made her that way. And I take pride in that because she was a virgin when I met her, you know? And at first, it was that odd virgin sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now I have turned her into the perfect freak. And I said this before. I don't want a chick, like, just like I wouldn't go buy a used baseball glove. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't fit your hand right. You know, it's not, it's all stained and stinky, and you know what I mean?
And most guys have bigger hands than you.
True.
Okay.
So I would go buy myself a new gold glove series Rawls.
Junior.
And
Eddie Murray edition.
And then get, no, like a little second baseman. And really, like, you know, break that sucker in. And that's what I've done. And it's great. The sex every time is great because I got her where she is pleasing her, you know, she's able to do her thing,
mm-hmm.
but to the point at which I like it. It is so fantastic. It's great. So, again, if you're out there, you know, people tell me, well, I prefer an experienced chick. And I'm like, why? Why would you want that? Who needs that? You give it a little time. You work hard. You break it in for yourself. That's the great part. That's what makes America fantastic.
There's one good thing about a new chick or a chick that hasn't done before where she doesn't know what she's doing, is completely depraved and weird, and no other girl will actually do it.
Exactly.
You tell her, all the girls, you know, lay under a glass table like this.
Yeah.
Just lay there.
My chick has no idea that what she's doing.
I've learned never in porn. I've never been with a girl who didn't like getting her face covered in Saran wrap. And
all right, we'll take a break. Come back. You leaving?
Yeah.
All right, Dubs, get out of here. Why are you leaving again? Just need a night off?
No, I got attacked by a dog and got to go to the emergency room.
Wow, that sounds
deep tissue damage.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know either. All right, well, Dubs is going to go take a nap. So we'll come back after this and continue to talk to you. It'll just be Hefe in the Satchel Patch, the future of radio, next right here on 106.7 WJFK.
Hey, point out here. Break a sharp fence. Break a make you feel different. Break
the Hideout. Yeah.
The Hideout.
All right, back in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. I'm El Jefe. J-Dubs decided that he does not care about the audience. He's taking the rest of the night off.
He was foaming at the mouth.
Going home. I think he was going to watch Cujo. But the Satchel Patch is here, so we're fine. Southern Dubs hanging out with us. Actually, Dubs involved with in a dog fight. Got attacked by a dog earlier today. Seriously, it's like, what a nincompoop. I blame him. I blame him for just the stupid things he gets himself into.
He put himself in that situation.
A dumb roommate who can't pay her rent. Now she's got a dog that hates his dog, and I don't blame that dog for hating his dog because his dog sucks.
This is going to end up in court. I mean, no, with no rent paying, dog fighting.
He's a pushover, though. He's the guy that you hope you get as a roommate.
This
including
is,
me.
This is, I think this has Judge Alex written all over it.
Mm.
Judge Joe Brown, something like that. This is exactly what... Is he not television court material?
Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's trash.
To go in there with this story, dog getting attacked, two dogs fighting, I stepped in the middle, hurt to break it up, her dog bit me, but there's muscle coming out of his ankle. Severe.
Yeah.
She's not paying her rent. She needs me to pay her rent for her.
I love it. Hey, Joe's here. Joe Radio coming up in just about 25 minutes. What's happening, Mr. Ardinger?
Howdy, y'all.
How are you?
Sounds like things are hot in Florida.
Yeah. I swear to you, it's funny.
It's a wild show tonight. You're talking politics and abortion, and everybody's getting all upset.
That is true. Dogs, euthanasia. What's coming up on Joe Radio? You're going to keep it going?
Yeah. You know, we got great ratings this week on the Saturday night end.
We did. Yeah, things look good.
The Hideout and the Joe Radio is what, 5 hours of solid rock.
I love it, man.
So tonight my guest is Alec Rawls, and he wrote a book called Crescent of Betrayal. It's his second time on my show, talking about the Flight 93 memorial controversy up in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and there's updating to do on that. So he'll be on, and then we're just going to freestyle it through the 10 o'clock hour.
That's what we're going to do now. We're going to freestyle it, too. Hey, who's Joe voting for?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I'm about 90% for Obama, but the worst things get, I really kind of want to vote Republican and make them clean up their own goddamn mess.
Yeah. And that's what's kind of funny to me about the whole thing, too. It's just like, yeah, well, go ahead, let's go ahead and do the Republican thing again.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's your mess. It's going to be a mess for a long time. Why should we take you out of it, you know?
Yeah, right. And it's funny because it's almost like if you were Barack, you look at this, why would you even want to step in here?
Well, you're president, you're the president of the world if you're the president of the United States. So
that is true. All right, so there you have it.
Let me tell you something about abortion, too.
I love it. I love it as much as you can tell me. Give me details. Gory.
Everybody's against abortion until their daughter gets knocked up by a gangbanger.
Exactly.
So
I could not agree
more. That's it in a nutshell.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right, though, man. Every single one of these guys, they're all hypocrites, these anti-choice guys. Every single one of them would go around and do it if it happened to their little girl or to their wife or whatever, or their mistress.
Without a doubt.
All right, there he is, Joe Radio coming up. Good stuff. Congratulations on the ratings, too, Joe.
Hey, right back at you. We're all doing strong here on Saturday night. It's great to be paired up with you guys. So.
All right, we'll there he goes. Joe Radio, stick around for that guy. All right, so Dubs is gone. Now I can finally do the show that I've always wanted to do, me and the Satchel Patch. Hey, let me ask you something, Satchel Patch.
What's that?
When you look at Dubs and you see what's happened to him, and it's funny because I see in you what Dubs used to be. Dubs used to be a guy that was freewheeling, having some fun, no care in the world, and he has completely crumbled as a human being. Do you think, and this is, and he's mentioned it before, do you think that a guy has to have a woman in his life to be worth a damn?
Somewhat. Now, with me personally, you know, I would never say I was a scumbag. Hey, I used to be a scumbag. But my life is definitely better with the girl I have now.
Right.
My relationship with her is wonderful, and I think I'm a better person because of that. And my life pre-relationship, now that I look back on it, it looks kind of, you know, shallow.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, I feel a little bit more filled, just because she's a little more filled.
But here's what's funny. Like, I really think, and as much as I hate to say it, if you want to be successful, you got to have a chick. I mean, I know there are guys that are successful, but a lot of it has to do with maybe, you know, they have some natural athletic talent. You know what I mean? But if you're just kind of an average guy going through life, you need a chick there almost to balance you out so that you're not just a complete degenerate. Because I look at Dubs, man. Dude, all right, first of all, when I met the guy, he never showered. He was a complete dirtball.
He still doesn't, does he?
Well, hold on. When we were in Michigan, okay? That's when we very first met, was in Michigan. Then he found himself finally a girl that was spread for him, and so he started to clean up his act, literally, all right?
A bath a week.
Yeah, this woman put him in his place, like really kind of turned him almost into a human being.
Yeah.
You know, we come out to D.C., we do the hideout, everything's great there in D.C., things happen, we are forced to move to Orlando, she moves down with him. He still has his act together. When this girl leaves him, his world falls apart. And not because she was so great. In fact, she wasn't. And I'm glad they broke up because I hated the bitch. But she did little stuff like paying the bills, making sure that he bathed. You know what I mean?
That's a big one.
And just like making sure, because when you get a chick, they make sure you're a human being. Because otherwise, if you're a guy, you will wallow in filth. You will not worry about bathing. You will not worry about if things get paid on time. You are only worried about when your next batch is going to be run and how you can get money to get drunk and or stoned. And whatever your stoned is, I mean this, the stoned in the fact that, how can I get high?
Yeah.
Was it with food? Is it with video games? Is it with actual drugs? You know what I mean? Like, what is it? How am I going to get my high?
So you think
and girls are great buzzkills. Like, that's almost why it's great to have a chick, because they are amazing buzzkills. And that's just the truth.
Well, what they do, you bring up an interesting concept.
Of course, because I'm brilliant.
But when it comes to job-related things, I used to get more work done single.
Yes, I will agree with that. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I did not have my fiancé right now, I'd be syndicated.
Yeah.
I know, because I would have more time to work without her coming down on me and being like giving me a guilt trip. You know what I mean?
Or maybe you're more considerate. You know, or you pay attention to what they have going on to the point
where you're more of a human being.
Yeah, like you said, like your high may be playing video games or something like that. You know, my high would be sitting in front of a computer playing with editing software, doing this for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours sometimes after I got off work. That's extended upon the day, but now you have a girl in the relationship, a girl in your life, you can't do those
things. You see, women are necessary evils.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you need them, first of all, for that sweet friction they provide. But secondly, you need them so that they can make you into a human being. But then they're evil because they also hold you back.
Well, women,
a lot of time, women hold you back.
Like, women make us presentable. You know, I don't think, like you were talking about, we live in our own filth. I actually did. You know, dishes stacked up, you know, a mile high in the sink. The ants in the living room used to fight with the ants in the kitchen, and we didn't mind the ants because they were the only ones that cleaned the damn place.
Right.
You know, this type of thing that goes on, my kitchen's clean now. My carpets are
dude,
vacuumed.
You know what my chick is doing all day while she's listening right now on WJFK.com? She's not LARPing. She's actually going out gardening, vacuuming, getting stuff for the dog, fixing the grill.
This is what women do. And now, you know, this has been the role they've provided throughout life, the cleaning, the making men presentable, making sure you're not, you know, wearing ridiculous things. You match, you go out in public, and you're presentable.
That's why gay guys got it so lucky, because they got two chicks. You know what I mean? Like, it's two chicks. The place, you ever been to a gay couple's house? It is spotless.
Yeah.
These guys are pristine. They got money. It's like having two women together. On the flip side, you got a couple lesbians. They act more like dudes. So lesbians, a lot of times, it's the truth, You go over to the house, it's not nearly as clean.
Football's on TV, hey, you want a beer, it's in the fridge, go get it your damn self.
They're not nearly as clean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of have to have the yin and the yang, you know? And I'm telling you, man, it's just the whole situation where chicks are a necessary evil.
They are.
And I don't know what to do. Like, it's almost like I got to find Dubs a chick.
Don't do it on Craigslist.
Well,
but how do you go about finding women? He's back in that living in his own filth type of phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
He still may not be as bad as he was when you met him, but hygiene-wise, he's not cleanly
subdued. He has regressed to the 19-year-old intern that I met when I very first met him at Lansing's Rock Station Q106.
When did he get fat?
He was fat.
He was fat when
I met him. When he was fat, yeah.
So he's about to start packing on the pounds right about now.
He won't pack on the pounds until he gets another chick.
That's what made him fat.
The problem, yeah. That's that too.
All right,
that's part of it. I'm telling you, man. There's a whole thing to this, guys. You know it. I know it. These women. I'm getting married too, by the way. Necessary evil. It's gonna be great, though. You know,
I saw something in the news the other day that made me think of you. The whole Bennigan's deal. You know, Bennigan's shut down all across the country, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Bennigan's own steak and ale as well?
Yeah. I did my first proposal to my first wife at a steak and ale in Lubbock, Texas on April Fool's Day. Shocked that one didn't work out.
My heart went out to you. You can no longer go out there and, you know, have that special moment at the steak and ale booth. It's closed down now.
Shut up. All right, so I saw this. Let me ask you this. Because you're in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Wonderful.
Really?
It couldn't be any better.
With your chick?
Personally, I'm happier than I've ever been. You know,
I am too.
I'm getting booty 10 times, 15 times a week.
Right.
You know, to the point where one of my points a couple weeks ago is that she's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, you know, before I'm in a relationship, me and my computer are, you know, getting it on, running batches 4 or 5 times a day.
Right.
Maybe not that, you know, but the whole mental thing, you know, once a day maybe. And then you finally get that girl and you're like, man, if I ever had a girl, this is what I'm going to do. And now that I do, she's putting me in the ground. She's
right.
Working me overtime. I can't keep up with her.
But, like, because I'm kind of the same way. It's funny because, like, I got a great chick. We're having great sex. She takes care of the animals. She's very supportive of the career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you almost kind of understand why these girls are so good for you. You know, it's the same thing for you.
Yeah.
And then I look at Dubs. Man, if he had a woman that cared about him at all, he would have not come in to do this show. The only source of joy that he has all week are these 3 hours on Saturday nights. That's the reason he came in here. He said, this is the only thing during the week that makes me happy.
And it's true.
I go, ironically, this is what makes me miserable. These 3 hours, at least having to talk to you, Dubs.
For him, it's 100% pure honesty that this is pretty much the highlight. For me, it's not the highlight of my day. Radio-wise, this is definitely the highlight of my day. I can come in here and actually be myself and relax a little bit. And him the same way, but this is where, you know, it's the hideout. This is the environment where you're hanging out with your friends. You know, you get to go hang out and be yourself and relax a little bit. And if you don't have that girl in your life, that's what you live for. Hanging out with your boys, drinking, throwing back a couple of cold beers, relaxing, shooting the breeze back and forth on the radio.
I wonder if I quit this show if he'd shoot himself. Like, if that would absolutely, the yardstick of death, that would be it. He'd be done.
It'd be close. You know, when you have that thing that keeps you attached to reality, and right now it's the hideout, it's hanging out with the boys, relaxing, and once that's gone, the spiral really starts.
Right.
And I saw it back when I was single. You know, I was a complete loser. I'd play 15 hours of Nintendo a day, a minimum of 70 beers a week. I would drink a 12 pack of Milwaukee's Best a day, the heavy stuff, the copper top. And me and my boys would sit in there and do absolutely nothing but stay drunk.
Was it fun, though? Was it happy?
Oh, it was a blast. It was fun, and I actually talked about this with my girl not too long ago. It was the last night, as a matter of fact. We were having dinner, and she asked if I ever really missed that old life, if I missed that old lifestyle.
Oh, see, now that's a trap.
Oh, it is.
She's setting you up.
But what I said was, you know, I miss my friends. I don't miss the things we did. I miss shooting pool with my buddies, you know. And she was like, you really don't seem like a happy hour kind of guy we were talking about. I was like, hell no, I'm not a happy hour. You know, my happy hour was sitting at the house drinking a 12-pack of beer with my buddies. And then after, you know, we polish off a few cold beers, then we go out to the bar, and we're the ones that are absolutely staggering drunk, can't talk, you know, causing a ruckus in the back of the bar. That was us. But I don't miss that lifestyle, but I mean, we had some good times.
Well, that's what's funny, too, because a lot of times when you get a chick and you get really serious with a chick, you almost feel like you got to give up your boys.
You do. You absolutely do.
Do you have to, though?
You absolutely do, because there was no way if a girl ever came into our tight little circle of guys, she would be booted out quicker than Lord knows what, because, you know, I can remember... we would make up names for them and just call them. Dodson, my old boy, brought home a girl, and we started calling her Yeti and making Chewbacca noises at her till she started crying. We absolutely ran her out of the house. And my buddy Killer Kyle would bring home a girl, and we had a name for her so bad that it ran her tears. We called her 41. And she was like, why do y'all keep calling me 41? And it goes back to they had pillow talk the first night they were together, and she was like, he asked her how many guys she had been with, and she said, 41. Huh. And so we'd find these things out, and girls would try to come and make their way into the circle. And it's when a guy, if you have a tight-knit group like that, and a girl comes in, they're cheating on you with that girl. And it gets to the point where she has to go, this is not acceptable, now, and she gets run out.
Let me tell you this. It is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK, talking relationships like only the way men can do, now that Dubs is gone because he's not in one. My first wife was like that. She was a woman that I couldn't have around the boys. Anytime I had her around the boys or she would listen to the Hideout, she'd give me mess. Yeah. You know what I mean? She didn't even want to be associated with the show. She didn't want to be associated with nothing. And to me, that really is what kind of ended our marriage, because she couldn't accept what I wanted to do on the radio. Yeah. The new wife-to-be, by the way, she is the chick that I could have around. She is the chick that I could have around with my boys. She could be sitting in here right now, not care, laughing at everything that we're saying, and being completely cool with it. So you almost got to find that girl that is willing to accept you for you. Because here's the thing. I'm going to just say this really quickly to you, Satchel Paige. I know you think you're in love right now, and you're in love with a girl. But here's what's going on. You're compromising yourself. You're compromising yourself and who you are. And eventually, you're going to grow to resent this woman who can't accept you or who is not going to like what she hears on the radio.
I understand. I don't think I am, though. I understand where you're coming from with that, though. But honestly, I think I've been true to myself in the relationship I am, and the things I've done and the things I've shared with her. I've been absolutely truthful with her. It's just certain details of things in my past that she's mentally not able to handle, that she would rather do without.
Let me tell you. Let me give you a little quick education here. Right? Here's what's going on. If you're looking for a chick, and you really think, all right, this is the girl I'm going to be with, like, forever. You know what I mean? Or at least for a very,
that's
very
a crazy
long
concept.
Time. For a very, very long time. Let's say you got four things you really, really like. All right? You cannot ever compromise one of those four things. If you are compromising any one of those four things, you cannot marry her. You cannot get involved in a long-term relationship with her, because you will grow to resent that chick. You will grow to hate her if she doesn't maybe have the hair color or style that you like, if maybe she doesn't like the certain movies that you like. Eventually, you're going to grow to hate her. You got to realize there are 3 billion women on this earth. You can go find one that meets all of the criteria that you have. I really feel like I found one. I have not compromised in the slightest on the kind of chick that I have. The question I ask for you is, you're listening right now on a Saturday night. Maybe you're about to go out. You're going to meet some bitches. Maybe you're going out and you're driving with your girl right now. All right, let's make this uncomfortable. Driving in your car right now. There you are on the beltway. You're listening to a chick. Don't change the station. It's about to get uncomfortable. I want you to look over at her. Just analyze her up and down for a moment like you're the Terminator. And you can look her up and down, and you have all the four things that you really like, all right? Maybe it is as shallow as blonde hair, big boobs, and you're sitting next to a brunette with a flat chest, and you're thinking, I'm going to go ahead and marry you. Are you? Because guess what you're going to want every single time you have sex with her? You're going to want someone else. Do yourself a favor and get out of that. And girls, it's the exact same thing. You're looking for a guy that you think, I can take around with mommy and daddy, and he's cool, but sometimes he turns into Frank the Tank. Well, guess what? Frank the Tank is who he is.
Yeah.
He's putting on the show around you. So if you look at him and you're trying to suppress that Frank the Tank, you got to understand it is going to end badly. So just get out now. Unless you are just there to bang each other. If you're just there to bang each other, then you don't know
what it is. It's not a relationship.
Yeah.
It's more of a sex buddy.
Right.
Something like that.
Let me ask you, are you compromising at all with this girl?
Absolutely not. I honestly don't believe so.
Do you think she is?
Probably. She's with me, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I look at my chick, I look at her. I was talking to a friend today, and they say, your girl's gorgeous. Like, she's gorgeous. And I go, but she goes, she doesn't act like she's gorgeous. Like, yeah. She doesn't act like she's beautiful. Not gorgeous, beautiful. You know, like, in the real sense, like, she's beautiful. But she doesn't act like she's beautiful. And I go, I know. She got low self-esteem. Thank God. If she thought any higher of herself, yeah. She would not be with me.
She's out of here.
Thank goodness her mother is a lunatic bitch and beat it into her head that she's no good. Otherwise, she never, ever would have gotten with me.
Well, a lot of times, like when you speak about being true to yourself and things of that nature, sometimes the way you were, like as a drunk or as a screw up, a lot of that could be just a young, ignorant child, and you have no common sense about what's right and wrong. And then, you know, that's almost the oddity, the what should be removed. And then when you find your true self, you can actually be, you know.
Right.
You can actually be yourself and then look at something in the past maybe and be like, maybe that was out of the ordinary. That's not normally the way I am. That's not normally the way I should be. That's almost, you know, something aside. We'll put that aside and move forward from here. But as far as compromising,
You know why? Let me tell you why it's awesome really quick. Why I wrote my poem this week about my chick and our sex life. Because yesterday when we were having sex, even though I was so drunk that, you know what, I didn't even realize we were really having sex, I had my eyes open. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I had my eyes open, and I was looking at her, and I wasn't thinking of someone else.
Yeah. Now, that's odd. You used to say, you would think of someone else?
Dude, when I was married?
That's crazy.
Dude, I would close my eyes and think of just the exact opposite of the woman that I was with.
That's crazy.
That's the way most guys are, though, when they're in a relationship.
Red flags aren't going up in your head right now?
Of course I knew, man. Come on. Of course I knew. That's why I had my eyes closed. Think about somebody else.
Why are you so anxious to jump into another marriage?
Because I know this. I know what I did wrong. This is the exact opposite.
All right, then marriage isn't going to prove anything. It proves something to her if that's what she wants or if that's what you want. But, I mean, whether you're married or not, that's just something legally. That's a contract. You can buy her a ring and say, baby, I love you, and you don't have to get married. What does that solve?
The marriage aspect of it, honestly, is to appease family.
Yeah.
But I'm fine. I mean, I'm going to be with her for as long as she's alive.
Yeah. So I don't, in my mind, I'm not as big on marriage. You know, I'd like to be married one day and have some kids. I don't want to have kids outside of marriage.
You just wait till that Cuban girl you're dating. You just wait till she starts putting the pressure on. She's Cuban. She will have a knife to your throat at some point saying,
she's crazy. She's moody.
Put a ring on my finger. Listen, I don't want to get racist here, right?
But she's moody.
I'm Latino, so I can't. Yeah. I can't talk about other Latinos and Hispanics. You need to run. You have no idea how crazy these Latin chicks are. No. You think you do. You really do not know. You got to get yourself a nice, subdued, submissive white woman. And that's where you go with it.
Not so much. White women are stale. They're has-beens. I mean, look at America now. It's a melting pot of everything. It's Baskin-Robbins, for crying out loud. Why would you want vanilla?
Vanilla's good. And
vanilla's good.
Vanilla doesn't stab you in the middle of the night. That's why you want vanilla.
I don't know.
And then, you know, every once in a while with some vanilla, you could throw some stuff in there to spice it up
sprinkles,
a little bit.
Sprinkles, a little caramel.
Right.
Toppings.
See, you could always change vanilla if you really needed to. But you're stuck with that mocha mess.
I like mocha.
Every time it's going to be you can't do anything to mask the change of that mocha. It's completely different.
I'll tell you what, I'm happy where I'm at. And as of right now, all this is still kind of new to me. You know, I've never really been in relationships. It's all still new. And she has a hard time understanding that sometimes. I just tell her I'm stupid, you know. I've never really done this before. You live and you learn.
What haven't you done before?
Relationships. I've never been a relationship guy.
At all?
At all, period. I think I've been with her 7 months now. It's the longest relationship I've ever been in. 7 months.
How old are you?
27.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your first one, huh?
Yeah, and I never had a need for it. There was no need. You stay in a relationship, you get all the nonsense of, are you cheating on me? You're not cheating on me? You're calling? Who'd you call? And all this, you know, this stuff crazy. You would think of high school dramatics and high school relationships.
The stuff crazy Latin chicks do.
No, this is the first time I've always avoided relationships for that purpose. and it's not there. Every now and then it'll rear its ugly head, and a firm backhand takes care of it.
All right, shock jock, stop that. Let me tell you, I will give you this little piece of advice. Do not cheat on a Latin woman.
Oh, no.
Because they'll gut you. They will gut you, and they will turn you into menudo. And it is good. It'll be bad for you. For you, it'll be a Cuban sandwich. And the family will be dying. They'll be dining on you, my man. All right, there you go. Hey, we didn't really push this, but tomorrow, the Pal Talk room, if it ever gets up and going, we're going to be pre-recording a show in which we will be able to take phone calls that we're going to be doing for the newly merged Sirius XM Radio. So go check out hideoutheretics.net for the information on that.
Will I be able to say doo-doo?
Oh, yeah, and a whole lot more. Man, tomorrow we got some good stuff that we're going to do tomorrow. Just, you know, over the last, I don't know, few months since you boys have joined the show, there's been a lot of topics we've wanted to broach, and we just can't even come close to doing it on Terrestrial. So we're going to get one final splurge in, if you will, really go buck wild. So check hideoutheretics.net for the uncensored version of that. Otherwise, I want you guys to have a fantastic rest of your weekend. All the best, Dubs. How do you think that's going to end up? Will Dubs be here next weekend?
I think, yeah, he'll be back. Without this, he'd die. He'd spiral down into the depths of Dubs. And that's a scary place.
Yeah, it's no fun there. Just souls of dead children. So, hideoutheretics.net, check that, WJFK.com. Go there, you can get the podcast from this show and probably the next 24 hours. And have a fantastic rest of your weekend. Stay tuned. Joe Radio's got a good one coming up. Hang out with Joe Radio right here on 106.7 WJFK. You want to do the last, you want to do a minutes or you want to just get out?
Kid, you want to do it?
Sure. All right, so we're going to do, we didn't do them the whole time, but we're going to do one final hideout minute right here at the end of this. The Satchel Patch will get that going on 106.7 WJFK. Thanks to the boys holding everything down back in Fairfax. Stick around for that final minute in Joe Radio on 106.7 WJFK. Until next time, we out, bitch. 5,000.
5,000.
Everyone knows it goes. Kick him to the floor, step on them hard. Step on them hard, kick him to the floor. Cause I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes.
Not interested.
I don't.
Aye, 5,000.
It's time for the Hideout Minutes with the Kid McLovin.
On today's Hideout, we learned that Lucy extracted revenge on all kids J-Dubs has touched when he was attacked by a dog. Hefe and the Satchel Patch said they would have kicked that dog's ass. J-Dubs cried in front of a bunch of people when he got attacked and decided to leave the show early for a nice little nap. Hefe told the Satchel Patch his girl wants to kill him and I still have a camper shell. This is the Kid McLovin, and now you're up to date on the Hideout Minutes. 3,000.